podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good morning from Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh in the WPIL 1A football championship game. Today, the WJPA Sports Network brings you the defending champion and top-seeded Fort Cherry Rangers taking on number 2 seed, the Clairton Bears. Great to have you along this morning as we get started with coverage of two WPIL championships plus a PIAA quarterfinal. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, along with Jack Sacco here in the booth. Mark Edwards producing in our downtown Washington studios. Later on today, we'll join our Green Sports partners with coverage of the PIAA 4A quarterfinal between WPIL champion Thomas Jefferson and unbeaten District 9 champion Clearfield. Those two teams play at Altoona's Mansion Park with coverage starting at 12:45 online. Then we'll join that game in progress on WJPA AM. Then tonight, here at the confluence of the Three Rivers in Pittsburgh, Jack and I will have the call of the WPIL 5A championship between number 1 Pine Richland and defending champion number 3 seed Peters Township. Last Friday night in the 1A semifinals, Fort Cherry got 6 touchdowns from Matt Sigg on the way to a comfortable 49-14 win over Jeanette in Cannonsburg. Meanwhile, Clairton posted its 10th shutout of the season and third straight in the All right, our apologies. I'm not really sure exactly what happened here in the booth, but something happened here in the booth, and we hope that's the last time that that happens here today. Again, our apologies for whatever that technical issue was, and we hope it goes away, though I hear something still happening here in my headphones, and we'll hope that that does not continue. Last Friday in the 1A semifinals, Fort Cherry got those 6 touchdowns from Matt Sigg on the way to a comfortable 49-14 win over Jeanette. Meanwhile, Clairton posted a 10th shutout of the year and third straight in the playoffs, blanking number 3 Bishop Canavan 24-0. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By the law firm of Gordon and Reese, continued best wishes to Fort Cherry from Gordon and Reese and the entire Miller family. By Curtis Pharmacy in Washington, Claysville, Connellsville, Carmichael's, and online at curtispharmacy.com. By Kramer's Greenhouse, Cold Tipple Brewery, and Raccoon Creek Winery, born in Fort Cherry and brewing in Burgettstown. By Precision Marshall Steel, join a winning team, log on steeljobs.us. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By visitwheelingwv.com, Wheeling is waiting for you. And by the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Today's WPIL 1A championship game on WJPA Sports Network also brought to you in part by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Chem Oil in Oakdale and TJ's Deli Mart and McDonald. From the Chem family to your family, enjoy the ride safely. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. By Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care in the comfort of home. SunnyDaysInHomeCare.com. By Bud Bear Mazda, Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. And by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Coach's Corner with our colleague Bruce Sokolik coming up in a few minutes, but first we'll take a look at the schedule for today's WPIL championships, the PIAA quarterfinals involving area teams, and one state playoff final score. That's coming your way when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. Welcome back to our pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network. Four games on the docket here at Acrisure Stadium with WPIL football championships on the line. All eight teams playing today have won at least one WPIL title, but half the squads have less than three all time. In our 1A game, Fort Cherry comes in as the defending champion, but their title a year ago was the first since the jointure in the late 1950s. Both McDonald and Midway, part of the consolidation, won WPIL football titles from 1951 through 1956. Clairton, on the other hand, owns 14 WPIL football championships, 10 of them over a 14-year span from 2006 through 2019. Class 2A set to kick off here at 2 p.m. Number 1 Seton LaSalle looking for a fifth title, but the first since 2004. Meanwhile, number 2 South Park is seeking its third all-time championship, but the Eagles haven't raised the trophy since 2005. Snowden, one of the schools merged to form South Park, won the 1955 WPIL championship. Got word from our producer, Mark Edwards, in our downtown Washington studios, and I think another issue that surfaced there, you all got 90 seconds of silence. I think we have that squared away as well. Class 3A will pit number 2 Central Valley, a five-time champion, against Avonworth with two titles. The Warriors' victories have all been since 2010 when Center and Manaca merged to form Central Valley. Avonworth's championships are separated by some 60 years, 1959 and 2019. The 5A championship game here tonight features Peters Township, whose win a year ago delivered the school's first football title, and Pine Richland with six previous championships, including five of the past 10 years. And that doesn't count. That count doesn't include back-to-back championships for Richland Township in 1969 and 1970. WPIL 4A champion Thomas Jefferson opens state tournament action this afternoon, coming off the Jaguars' 11th title, the 10th under head coach Bill Chirpak, all in the past 21 seasons, the most any coach has won individually. TJ kicks off against District 9 champion Clearfield at Altoona's Mansion Park. Coverage on WJPA.com starts at 12:45, and we'll join that broadcast when we wrap up with our coverage of Fort Cherry and Clairton. Last Saturday night, Central Catholic rolled past North Allegheny, the Vikings claiming their ninth WPIL title, all since 2003. Last night in the PIAA 6A quarterfinals at Altoona, it was Central Catholic rolling over District 6 champion State College by a 41-19 final score. Bruce Sokolic is standing by with both head coaches. Up first, Clairton's Wayne Wade, then Fort Cherry's Tanner Gary. We'll go to Coach's Corner when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Gordon & Reese, a law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh. Gordon & Reese represents energy companies providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brant Miller is the national chair of the Energy Group and also provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon & Reese, Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes, Fort Cherry, from your friends at Gordon & Reese and the entire Miller family.
Remember how great the old days felt? Windows rolled down, wind in your hair, date by your side? Ah, that feeling. But are you missing that feeling now when the lights go out? Curtis Pharmacy can help with Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra. Up to 80% less, as low as a dollar a pill. Get the rush, save the cash, get to Curtis Pharmacy. All they need is your doctor's name and they do the rest. Curtis Pharmacy, your better way pharmacy.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student-athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
Welcome back to our pregame coverage of this Class A WPIAL championship game, joined now by Clareton head coach Wayne Wade. Coach, first of all, congratulations. Obviously a fantastic season and a return to the WPIAL championship game. I'm sure you and your team are excited.
Yes, very excited to be getting back. You know, we try to make it a staple every year to be in the championship game, and the kids are really excited about playing.
Coach, I got to say, I mean, playing at Acrisure Stadium, is that still a big deal?
Yes, it is, for sure. I mean, just because they changed the name, you know, it's still playing in a professional stadium for a district championship. So it's definitely a part of our goals at the beginning of the year to be down in Acrisure playing for a district championship.
13-0 record. Is your team playing its best football right now?
I don't think so. You know, the last couple of weeks, we've had to do some things and change some things that kind of got us out of what we were doing during the regular season. But I don't think so yet. I'm hoping we hit our stride in these next couple weeks here to come.
There's a lot that jumps out about your team, just how good it is, aside from the 13-0 record. I want to start with your defense, though, and I know everyone focuses on that. 21 points allowed this season. What makes your defense so good?
Everybody's just doing their job. You know, it's assignment football on defense. It's all 11 to the ball, and they bought into that, and they're doing it week in and week out.
Coach, I'm curious, have you changed that defense? I mean, have you added things throughout the season, maybe some different looks, some different personnel groupings, things like that? Or are you pretty much doing now what you were doing back in, say, week one?
We're still doing pretty much the same thing. You know, we change it up week to week according to what the team has. We're trying to take away what their strengths and weaknesses are. But, you know, we're lining up in our base D, and we're telling the kids to do their time.
That being said, let's talk about your offense, averaging 51 points per game. Tell me about your offense again. What makes it click?
We just have so many weapons. We have a great quarterback in Jeff Thompson. Knows the offense, knows what we want to be in, how we want to attack teams. And, you know, with all the weapons we have, it's almost like, you know, pick your poison. You know, if you load the box, put the ball downfield, we can put the ball out the edge. If you play pass coverage, you've got high safeties, you know, we can come right at you.
Acrisure Stadium, you're going to face the defending champions in Fort Cherry. I know you know about their quarterback, Max Sigg. There's a lot of challenges to stopping him, but what have you seen of him specifically?
He's a great athlete. The kid plays very hard from the start of the game to the end of the game. You know, with the ball in his hand, he can do a lot of things. He can throw, run, can run inside, he can run outside. He has great speed, so you know, he's one of those Division I athletes, top-tier kids in single A. You know, we'll have a tough task on our hands come Saturday.
I would have to believe, based on what you know about your defense, and you just touched on it a little while ago, what makes them so good is just 11 athletes doing their assignments. That's the key to stopping someone like Sigg. You can't try to overcommit or cover for someone else. You have to do your job, right?
Correct. Because our defense is so fast, the speed that we have on our defense, I think is one of the reasons we play the way we're playing this year. So if everybody's doing their job, you know, and not give C too many lanes and too many creases to get away, our team's speed, I think, will negate what he wants to do.
But I know it's been a little while for Clareton since they've claimed the WPIAL championship. What would it mean to your players? What would it mean to you? And what would it mean to the community?
It means a lot, you know, to the team. You know, the kids worked so hard, starting way back in February to get to this point. So it would mean a ton to them. Our community is very supportive of the football program, always has been, even since, you know, when I was in school in the late 80s. You know, that's what I remember. That's what I still see out of our community. So it's important to be back at the stadium and fighting for a championship.
So you look at this game. Is there a key? Is there one thing you must do or one thing you must stop Fort Cherry from doing?
That's what we've been doing all year, eliminate the big plays on defense, and turn around and execute on offense. I think if we do that as a team, we give ourselves a chance to win the game. You know, we position ourselves, you know, to make plays and do what we've been doing all year. So I think if we do that, we come out victorious.
Clareton head coach Wayne Wade. Coach, thanks so much. Best of luck against Fort Cherry today.
All right. Thank you.
That is Wayne Wade, the head coach of the Clareton Bears. We'll have more on our pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Tackle a great career as a production associate at Precision Marshall Steel. Score starting wages of $25 to $30 an hour. Earn $35 an hour in just 2 years with rapid progression increases. PM Steel's playbook includes paid training, excellent benefits, 401k, and pension. Don't stand on the sidelines. Precision Marshall Steel. Visit 99 Berry Road or steeljobs.us for more info. Steeljobs.us. Join a winning team.
For 125 years, Washington Financial has been covering this region's financial needs. Sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you. Learn more at washfin.bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
There's great live music in Wheeling. Tonight at 7, don't miss Country Music Hall of Famer and 5-time Grammy winner Marty Stewart and his fabulous superlatives at Capitol Theater. Tonight at Wheeling Island Racetrack and Casino, see The Olivia Show, a tribute to Olivia Newton-John. And Wednesday, November 27th, be at Capitol Theater when the Party Gras Tour 2.0 hits the stage with Brett Michaels and Lou Graham, the original voice of Foreigner. Get all the details at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
Welcome back to our pregame coverage as we get set for today's single-A championship game, Fort Cherry and Clareton. Joining us now is Fort Cherry head coach Tanner Gary. And coach, first of all, congratulations on another great season and on making it back with a chance to defend your title.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's one of the things that we talked about. You know, it's good to be able to say that we get a chance to defend, you know, what we won last year. So definitely happy to be back.
How different was this year's run to the championship game compared to 1 year ago?
It had some similarities, had some differences as well. You know, I think that last year getting back down here was a really, really big moment for the program. You know, being down there for the first time in since 2001, being back this year, it was a little bit more of a grind, knowing that the kids knew they were going to get everyone's best shot. You're the defending Whitfield champs. You kind of got a target on your back for the year. So they did a great job of, being the hunted this year have responded really well and are ready to test it again today.
You know, when you talk about Fort Cherry football, you have to talk about your junior quarterback, Matt Sigg. And I'm just curious here. I know he's made that verbal commitment to Penn State already. How much better can he get?
That's a good question. You know, I think that we were asking ourselves that question, even at points as a sophomore. The way that he's continued to evolve as a player, is something that's really, really special to watch. He's someone that really just always is looking for ways to get better and has just become so much more of a leader, vocally. You know, as a freshman and as a sophomore, was still, one of the younger guys on the team and let some of the seniors take the lead in that aspect. But he's just grown a lot on the mental and on the leadership side so far this year.
Curious if the commitment to Penn State, did that take any pressure off of him or maybe some distractions away, do you think?
I think it could. As a kid that's getting recruited at the level he is, it's something that I'm sure weighs on you for a long period of time. You feel like you're making a really big decision and you have a lot of options to weigh out. So, being able to make that decision and kind of pull the trigger on where he wants to go and where he wants to spend the next, couple years of his life, I think that, I'm sure it's a weight off his shoulders and, kind of lets him just get back to being a kid again.
Let's turn and talk about today's matchup. You get Clareton, and I think this is just fascinating. You look at Clareton and what they've done defensively. You have a team that comes in that the fewest points you've scored in a game is 27. That was 2 weeks ago in that quarterfinal matchup with Cornell. But every other game, you've scored more than 35-plus. So the question is, what gives here?
I think, that's as they say, it's why you play the game. I think that it's obviously an incredible matchup in terms of what the strengths of our teams are. Clareton has a great offense as well, so they're a really, really well-rounded team. We're someone that obviously with a player like Matt and some of the supporting cast that we have, has been able to put up some points this year. The toughest test that we've had so far, today. So have to try to find ways to find a crease and just, play our style of football and see if we can't come out on top.
I know I spoke with Coach Wade, and he talked about just 11 players playing as one and just kind of doing their own job. What have you seen when you've looked at the Clareton defense?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair assessment. It seems as though everyone is really locked into the same thing. There's no one that seems to be doing their own stuff. They fly to the ball. There's definitely speed on the field, very good tacklers, and just, pretty well coached. You could tell that they know what their responsibilities are and they know what their job is, and they're not trying to do anything outside of that. And I think, whenever you have a group that, can tackle well and moves well, you're setting yourself up for some pretty good success.
On the other side of the ball, they have an offense that's putting up, I believe, 51 points a game, so they know how to score as well. What do you think you'll have to do to slow down their offense?
I think trust our eyes. They have a really, really good ability to spread the ball out to a wide variety of players. There's not one person that we're going to have to try to slow down or take away. If you have multiple people that could hurt you, the only thing you can do at that point is just trust your eyes and fly to the ball whenever, your eyes are showing you what it's showing. So if our kids just keep everything in front of them, fly to the ball, similar to how they like to play ball, 11 hats on it, that's how we have to attack it today.
Coach, I'm curious, when you get to a championship game like this, and just based on your experience in last year's game, do you go in with a coaching philosophy of, we're going to dance with what brought us here? In other words, we're going to stick with what we've done all season. Or are you tempted or thinking about trying to throw some wrinkles in, maybe some stuff that you've worked on but really haven't had the chance to break out during the regular season? How do you approach that?
Yeah, I think that's something that you kind of teeter with, even throughout the entire duration of the season. There's always things that you want to do to kind of help complement some of the stuff that you have success with now. Because that at some point someone's going to make an adjustment and try to find a way to slow down what you're doing, so you always kind of have to be thinking one step ahead. You have to be able to hang your hat on the things that your team is good at, but I think that, you're not doing what you should be as a coach if you're not always thinking one step ahead and what is someone going to do to try to stop what we're doing and what would my answer be in that situation.
That is Fort Cherry head coach Tanner Gary. Obviously, best of luck in today's matchup and enjoy the day here at Acrisure Stadium.
Thank you so much.
We'll have more on the pregame show coming up next here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Chem Oil in Oakdale congratulates the Fort Cherry Rangers for a second straight undefeated regular season and for another great postseason run. Best wishes to the players, coaches and families and fans on this exciting journey through the playoffs. From the entire Chem Oil family in Oakdale to everyone in the Fort Cherry family, have an enjoyable Thanksgiving celebration, a safe and happy holiday season, and a wonderful new year.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Thanks to Bruce Sokolic and both head coaches for joining us. This is the sixth all-time playoff meeting between Fort Cherry and Clareton. The Bears hold a 3-2 advantage over the first five games. Those started in 1997. Fort Cherry won 13-0 in the quarterfinals that year on the way to a runner-up finish against Riverview. Clairton won an opening round game the next year, 33-19. In 2002, after playing here at what was then Heinz Field in the WPIL Finals, the Rangers beat the Bears 19-14 in the first round before bowing out to Carmichael's in the quarters. As a five-time defending champion, Clairton beat Fort Cherry 52-35 in the 2013 quarters, but saw their long playoff winning streak end the next week against Stow Rocks. 3 years later, the Bears rolled past the Rangers 46-8 in the quarters on the way to a third straight WPIL championship. This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL. This broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. Coming up in just a minute, we'll take a look at the season for these two teams, in addition to what you've heard ad infinitum about Fort Cherry junior quarterback Matt Sigg and the shutout-minded Clairton Bears defense. We'll talk about the schedules these two teams played when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment, and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Acrisure Stadium. The winner of this game, not to look ahead, has a date next weekend with District 9 champion Port Allegheny. And whoever wins this game is going to have their hands full because Aiden Bliss is just a battering ram. He's run for nearly 2,900 yards this year and scored 48 touchdowns, including last night's 35-carry, 293-yard, three-touchdown, four-two-point conversion night. Add it up. Three touchdowns is 18. The four deuces gives him 26 points on the night. Jack, as you look at my partner Jack Sacco, just a note for all of you listening. When Fort Cherry played the first ever WPIL championship game in this building, Jack's dad, John, was beside me in the broadcast booth. That also a Fort Cherry matchup against a perennial longtime power Rochester. Didn't end well that day for Fort Cherry. The Rangers hope to switch that up now that we've gone to the younger generation of Sackos here in the booth. As you look at these two schedules, obviously Matt Sieg stands out on the Fort Cherry side and the Clairton defense, 10 shutouts, including all three playoff games to get here. What else do you see?
I think that one thing that gets, you know, kind of lost in all the discussion with Clairton's defense is just how dominant their offense has been. I mean, you look down the schedule and it's 30, 43, 50, 47, 60, 84, 69. I mean, this Bears offense really has been just as good as the defense. I look at the numbers for this team, averaging over 9 yards per carry, 9.3 to be exact. Jeff Thompson, he's averaging 13 yards per pass attempt. I mean, these are video game numbers for Clairton. They just have dominated their entire schedule. For Fort Cherry, I look and, you know, it's a team that also has been dominant offensively and really for most of their games dominant defensively. So, you know, just two really, really superior football teams when you compare them to the rest of, you know, the 1A field. However, there are some games that, you know, I've paid attention to for Fort Cherry that they've been closer calls than the score might indicate. The game against Manassas, Fort Cherry wins 35-14. That one was a Manassas had the lead at times in the second half of that game. The Fort Cherry win against Bishop Canavan, 49-34. That was another game that it was a dramatic victory that really turned on a Shane Cornally pick six. And then in the WPIL quarters against Cornell, that was a game you and I called. That was a game Cornell got off to a hot start. Fort Cherry was able to retake control, but, I mean, that was a hotly contested game throughout as well.
We're just moments away from kickoff here at Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh and on WJPA AM 1450 in Washington. We'll get the ball on the tee shortly for number one Fort Cherry and number two Clareton with the WPIL 1A Football Championship going to the winner. And you'll hear it all on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
We go into individuals' homes and provide non-medical care for mainly senior citizens, but also people with disabilities.
For Sunny Days In-Home Care, John Bennett.
We do stuff like bathing, grooming, meal preparation, take people to doctor's appointments. Someone needs a little bit of assistance to help them stay in their home instead of going into a facility, and we like to come in and be the people that do that for them.
Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care for your loved one in the comfort of their home. Find out more, sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. Come in now for the Mazda A Season to Move You event. We have up to $1,250 in bonus conquest cash. That means you get that cash if you own almost any kind of vehicle in your household. And all applicable incentives. So if there's 0%, you get that. If there's $3,000, you get that. Go to budbearmazda.com and get all the details.
Offer good on 2024 and 2025 Mazda CX-30, CX-50s, and select CX-70s and CX-90s.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Just about set to kick it off. Clareton with the ball up on the tee, and it'll be a short kick. Well, my apologies. It looked a little different. The ball will actually skitter across the hash marks and find its way to the end zone. That ball got 1 yard into the end zone. The Rangers were almost in big trouble there.
Yeah, Huey, it's never really a great decision, in my opinion, to let it bounce on a kickoff, but ends up not harming the Rangers.
Joey Close and Dalton Anderson at the tackles, Brody Craw and Nate Hirent at the guards, A.J. Woodkovich at the center, Matt Sigg, the quarterback, with Ryan Huey, Shane Cornally, Braden Cook, Evan Rogers, and Nate Wolf at the wideout spots. Running play going straight ahead, going to get a couple of yards. Quarterback keeper for Sieg, a couple of yard pickup. Actually, they're going to spot him back to the 21, so just a yard straight ahead.
Armstrong and Murphy were in there for Clareton. Just good gap integrity, staying in your spots and not allowing Sieg to find a hole.
Second down and 9 from the 21. Cook motions, now resets wide to the right. Eligibles all looking to the Fort Cherry sideline, blocking back behind the left tackle and guard. Sieg wants to throw to the right, now lays it up, has man open, ball underthrown, but caught anyway by Cornally. He's out and tackled at about the 50-yard line.
Shane Cornally comes up huge right there, making the catch, underthrown ball. Sieg just kind of, with some pressure coming in up the middle, lobbed one up, and, I mean, the big play Cornally, he just always seems to be in the spot to make the big play.
That could have just as easily been an interception at midfield, but first pass of the game, a 29-yard pickup and a Ranger first down at the 50. Two blocking backs set to the right side. Unbalanced line to the left. Sieg will run to the right side and met at the point of attack, tackled at the 50, no gain.
I like that Fort Cherry sets up that look early. You'll see the Rangers run out of that formation a lot, and then after running it a couple times, they'll go over the top with Sieg and just try to sneak the receiver up over the defense. But good job right there by Clareton to get outside and keep Sieg contained.
Second down and 10 at midfield. Huey with Sieg. Huey takes the handoff. He's hitting the backfield. First contact made by one of the D linemen getting in there right away. First hands, Khalil Williams.
Yeah, Williams and Darren Pinson in the middle there, too. Just quick wins up front so far for the Bears. It's been dominant on these first few snaps for the Bears front.
Much smaller lineup for the Bears. They've got guys that, you know, and Fort Cherry has players that go both ways as well, just can't get any but kind of a break. Sieg to put it up, lobs it down the seam and around the 20-yard line, incomplete, overthrown, intended for Evan Rogers.
Yeah, good coverage right there. Rogers did have a step. And a well-thrown ball probably gets it to him, and he could maybe even score on that play. But the coverage was just good enough to force Sieg to have to try to be pinpoint, wasn't able to make the play.
Punt unit comes on the field. Fourth down and 10 at midfield. Single man back is Dante Wright. Now change that up. Going to send Brandon Murphy back. Rugby punt is a bad one. Ball hits around midfield and a scramble for the loose ball. If it touched the Clareton player, it's going to be Fort Cherry ball. And indeed it did. The punt was muffed. A very, very bad punt by Matt Sieg and a great result for the Rangers. Yeah, the kick was blocked in the backfield by Zamir Correll, and then it hit Drasir Jones, and the Rangers recover it.
You'll see that a lot with those really, you know, really bad punts that end up being put in a spot where nobody on the return team's ready for it. And right there, it just bounds around, hits off a couple Bears, and turns into some good offense for Fort Cherry.
Muffed punt, 31-yard line now for the Rangers. The offense right back out on the field. Sieg alone in the backfield. And now the left tackle beats the snap. Going to be a false start against the Rangers. And for some reason, we do not have referee Mike Burrell Sr. working with Ryan Guthrie, the umpire, David King, and Mike Tusey working the line of scrimmage, David McCarthy, Michael McCarthy, and Stephen Dangle working the defensive backfield. False start takes the ball back to the 36. Sieg, quick pass, near side. It's caught by Cook inside to 35 and down at about the original line of scrimmage after the muff.
Yeah, quick screen, and I think Fort Cherry realized they had the quads left, and there were only three Clareton defenders there, so you could get the screen, get some blockers out in front, and create a positive play.
So 5-yard penalty, 5-yard completion, Cook's first grab of the year, second down and 10 at the Clareton 31-yard line, opening minutes of the ball game, 8:50 to play in our first quarter. Fort Cherry with the game's opening possession, extended by that muff punt. Sieg with a fake to the right and then runs it inside the 30, going to get 2 yards to the 29, but third down and long.
Yeah, it looked like Khalil Williams once again gets first hands on Sieg. He was able to break through that. Darren Pinson right there, though. Coach Wayne Wade talked about it in the interview that, you know, all 11 defenders are going to go after the ball. We've seen that so far with Clareton.
3 carries, 3 yards for Sieg. He'll drop and roll to the right. Keeps the play alive. And man catches it at about the 11-yard line. It's Cornell, and he's all the way down to the 4. It's first and goal.
Shane Cornell finds a soft spot. The play develops. The defenders start to pursue Sieg. And Sieg's able to make the play, deliver a clean throw, and Fort Cherry in great position to get on the board.
Cornally, 2 catches here in the opening quarter for 54 yards, 29 yards on the first catch, 25 on this one. And the longer Sieg's able to stand up upright, the better chance there is that somebody's going to get open, and that's exactly what happened. First and goal at the Clareton 4. Sieg will run left side, had blockers, but got hit in the backfield and taken down shy of the 5-yard line. Sieg with
Yeah, just tough sledding right now for the Ranger run game. You and I last week, Bob, after the Fort Cherry win against Jeanette, we talked about what the Rangers would have to do to win this game, and we said they were going to need to throw the ball, but you also are going to need to run the ball a little bit more effectively, especially when you get down in the red area where the field's smaller.
Second and goal at the 6. Just to note, the Rangers do not have a field goal this year, although Nick Massey is 90-plus percent accurate on his extra points, and we're in that range of the field right now. Snap goes over Matt Sieg, and the Rangers turn it over. Turnover ends the Fort Cherry drive, so mistakes each way, and the Rangers come away empty. Breaking the action. 6:56 to play, opening quarter. Fort Cherry nothing, Clareton nothing, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Gordon & Reese, a law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh. Gordon & Reese represents energy companies providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brant Miller is the national chair of the energy group and also provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon & Reese, Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes, Fort Cherry, from your friends at Gordon & Reese and the entire Miller family.
Remember how great the old days felt? Windows rolled down, wind in your hair, date by your side. Ah, that feeling. But are you missing that feeling now when the lights go out? Curtis Pharmacy can help with Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra. Up to 80% less, as low as a dollar a pill. Get the rush, save the cash, get to Curtis Pharmacy. All they need is your doctor's name and they do the rest. Curtis Pharmacy, your better way pharmacy.
And now we're going to get the first look at the Clareton Bears offense. Avon Pompey and Dakota Harris at the tackles. Cash Hammonds, Chad Carpenter-Law at the guards. Quentin Thompson at the center. Jeff Thompson quarterbacking. Drahir Jones and Tavaz Armstrong in the backfield. Michael Ruffin, Dante Wright, Terrace Wooding, and Zamir Correll as the wideouts. First and 10 at the 20-yard line after the Rangers turn the ball over on the bad snap that just sailed over the head of Matt Sieg, and the Bears recover it. I believe it was Brandon Murphy on the fumble recovery.
Yeah, those are game-changing plays. I mean, this is a Clareton defense that's tough to score on.
Bears line up in kind of a muddle huddle mess. Come to the line of scrimmage now. First and 10, running play left side, hit in the backfield, and there is nowhere to run on at first play. Mike Ruffin, the ball carrier.
That looked like Huey was into the backfield making the play. Big time explosive play for the defense to get the tackle for loss.
Correct me, was that Jones? Jones, it was Jones, not Ruffin. My apologies. Spot the ball right. Loss of a yard on the play. Slot man wide left comes in motion, now resets behind the quarterback, takes the handoff out of that play and worms his way forward out to about the 25. Going to get about 6 yards on the carry. It's Dante Wright, third down and about 5 at the 25.
Hirant, Tyler Wolf, and Sean Robertson in there make that tackle.
Wright has not carried the ball often. In fact, that's just number 35 carry for the season. Third down and 5 for the Bears. They've thrown for almost 1,900 yards on the campaign. Thompson brings a man in motion, handles a little high snap, handoff up the middle, contact right in the hole. The rugby scrum is going to be whistled dead. Gain of just a couple, but there is a flag down. Illegal shift is going to be the penalty against Clareton. If the Rangers choose to accept it, are they going to take the result of the play? We'll see what referee Mike Burrell tells us. They did some work on his mic. Here we go.
We have an illegal shift on Clareton. It's declined. Fourth down.
Well, the Rangers will take the results of the play to the 27. Two-yard run. And now I can't tell you who it was. You'll grab that for me, partner. The youngster there is quick on the draw. So punt formation for Zamir Correll. Well, the Fort Cherry defense gets a stop. Correll will indeed kick it. His punt is very short. Must be something about the punts recently. This one's going to roll dead at the 43-yard line where Fort Cherry will take over first and 10. 5:08 to play opening quarter back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area's schools, scholars, and student-athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
First and 10, Fort Cherry at the Clareton 43-yard line. So both teams make mistakes, both survive. Now the Rangers' second possession. Huey resets to Sig's left. Sig with a keeper. Got by first contact, but just enough to get a couple of yards. Knocked down there by Darren Pinson.
Tripped up by number 9, Darren Pinson.
Yeah, right now, Fort Cherry just has not been able to get past that first line and get to the second level. Talked a lot about in the recent weeks that's where Sig really finds his success, in the second level. Just haven't gotten there yet.
Second down and 8. At the Clareton 41-yard line. Balance the formation. Sig will run right side, get inside the 40, and almost squirted loose. Put down at about the 38, pickup of 3.
One thing I've noticed for Clareton so far, those are plays where Sig won't do it if he shouldn't, but he wants to bounce those outside and get to the perimeter. Clareton just keeping contained, keeping the edges set, doing a great job of keeping Sig in the middle where, you know, he could still do damage, but certainly less dangerous.
Third down and 5. Running play, trying to go wide. Huey hit in the backfield and dropped for a loss back at the 45-yard line. Loss of 7 on the play.
Yeah, just a quick win up front. Brandon Murphy actually comes into the backfield unblocked, read the play perfectly, and turns it into a big stop to get off the field.
Good early success for the Rangers through the air. Sig 3 of 4 passing on that opening possession, but now facing 4th down and 12. Fort Cherry will punt for the second time. Sig will try to drive this one, and he kicks it out of bounds. Again, another bad punt. This one's going to go out of bounds at the 21-yard line where Clareton will take over first and 10. 3:12 to play in the opening quarter. Scoreless. Back in a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Tackle a great career as a production associate at Precision Marshall Steel. Score starting wages of $25 to $30 an hour. Earn $35 an hour in just 2 years with rapid progression increases. PM Steel's playbook includes paid training, excellent benefits, 401k, and pension. Don't stand on the sidelines. Precision Marshall Steel. Visit 99 Berry Road or steeljobs.us for more info. Steeljobs.us. Join a winning team.
24-yard punt out of bounds. Clareton takes over at its own 21-yard line. Thompson takes the snap and rolls. Jones actually running free now up over the 25-30. Got a downfield block, and now with a chance to go to the house. Dreher Jones inside the 20 and gone. Touchdown, Clareton.
Big-time run for Clareton. That was actually Mike Ruffin on the direct snap. Takes it to the house. It looked like Tyler Wolf was going to have a shot. He got into the backfield, but once Wolf missed, Hirant missed, and then a missed tackle at the second level. And from there, Ruffin, just in a foot race, was able to outrun the Fort Cherry secondary.
The Bears Score first, a 79-yard Ruffin touchdown run, his 15th touchdown of the year. And now the Bears line up for a two-point conversion. Play hit in the backfield off of first contact, but not off second, third, and fourth. Taken down is Correll, and the try fails. 2:58 to play. Opening quarter, Clareton 6, Fort Cherry nothing. Back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
There's great live music in Wheeling. Tonight at 7, don't miss Country Music Hall of Famer and five-time Grammy winner Marty Stewart and his fabulous superlatives at Capitol Theater. Tonight at Wheeling Island Racetrack and Casino, see The Olivia Show, a tribute to Olivia Newton-John. And Wednesday, November 27th, be at Capitol Theater when the Party Gras Tour 2.0 hits the stage with Brett Michaels and Lou Graham, the original voice of Foreigner. Get all the details at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
Bears, one play, 79 yards. Mike Ruffin's 15th touchdown of the year. Conversion attempt fails on the run by Correll. But the Bears score first. 6-0. Rangers had the ball deep. Had a first and goal at the 4, but turned it over on a bad snap. And then unable to move the chains on their next possession. And the Bears move the chains and the scoreboard on that 79-yard run. Now kickoff. Run up, and the line drive down the hash marks will be taken on the fly at the 13. Right up the hash goes Huey's up over the 35 and stopped just shy of the 40-yard line. Huey going to run this back about 26 yards to the 39. No fooling around letting the ball hit the ground that time, and Huey got a nice seam and took it straight ahead.
One player I am intrigued to see if we will have him out there for Fort Cherry at some point is Eli Salvini. He's been playing defense but has not been carrying the ball, at least this week or last.
First and 10, Sieg rolls left, throws ball downfield for Rogers, caught inside the 25 and pushed out of bounds. Evan Rogers running the sideline wide open.
And that looked like a coverage bust for Claire, and Rogers just ran free. He got behind Terrace Wooding. I think Wooding thought he had help over the top. And Dressier Jones was more focused on the inside out of that single high set. And it allowed the throw to get to Rogers. He was wide open. Good delivery from Sieg running away from his right hand.
Yeah, running to the left and throwing on that side. Rogers just had to wait for it. Huey takes the handoff, got it open inside the 15 to the 10, sprinting inside the 10 and down at about the 5-yard line. It's first and goal.
There we go. That's the first success we've seen Fort Cherry have in the run game. Huey gets up inside, makes a little move at the line of scrimmage, and is able to get it up to the 5. Big-time play. Fort Cherry's got to punch this in. They failed the last time in the red area. Have to get one here.
First and goal at the 5. Huey beside Sieg, and now the play whistled dead. Timeout, Clareton will take it as well. 2:23 to play.
We have timeout.
Opening quarter.
Clareton
6, Fort Cherry nothing. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on advanced orthopedics and rehabilitation.
After the Clareton timeout, Fort Cherry first and goal at the 5, ball at the near hash mark. Sieg, a little delay, no seam opened up the middle, and Sieg just hits into the pile for a one-yard gain.
Yeah, just a sea of bodies. It's hard to even attribute who that tackle was to. I guess you could say Zamir Correll came in from behind to really pull Sieg down, but, I mean, just a mush of individuals up in the middle of that formation.
Matt Sieg, 7 carries, 7 net yards. You keep running, right? I mean, this is what you
do. Can't give it up.
Second down and goal at the 4. Sieg keeps again. Got a little bit of a crease inside the 5 and into the end zone for the touchdown to tie the game.
Super Sieg makes the big play through the air, able to churn out those tough yards near the goal line. That's his now overall 50th touchdown of the season when you consider pass touchdowns, rushing TDs, and his return touchdown. Just a dominant player, and right there, even with the difficulties, able to churn out a touchdown.
30th rushing touchdown of the year, and now Nick Massey, who's hit 54 of 58 PATs out of the Cornally hold, beats the pressure, the kick up, and good. Fort Cherry 7, Clareton 6. Back for the kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
It's good to go at TJ's Deli Mart and McDonald. Fill your tank, grab a snack and drink, and go. TJ's Deli Mart has sandwiches and hot foods, too. When you're running around this holiday season, pull into TJ's Deli Mart, get what you need, and go. TJ's Deli Mart on Lincoln Avenue in McDonald, also in Robinson and Oakdale, owned by the Chem Oil Company. TJ's Deli Mart is an independent convenience store chain, open daily until 11 p.m. TJ's Deli Mart says, go Rangers!
For just the 4th time this year, Clareton has allowed a touchdown in a game.
And just the 3rd offensive score that the Bears have given up.
Kicking off, number 2, Gavin Grace.
Gavin Grace to kick it off, and it gets past the first wall, picked up at about the 40-yard line. Return trying to be set up far side, up over that 40, hit at the 45, and the tackle made right around the 45. Rangers did a nice job to recover and get back and stop Jace Booker there.
I think that was a decision to kick that one short right there with all the kicking difficulties that have been had so far. Kicking that, you know, obviously the oddly shaped football, especially in cold weather, it gets hard, and it is really tough to kick that ball and get it cleanly. So I think you might see both of these teams start to opt to be a little bit more conservative with these kicks.
Clareton is trailing in a ball game. 1st and 10 from its own 45. Toss to the left, trying to come wide, and there is nowhere to get there. And then a flag comes in as well, the run by Jones. And I think Dante Wright going to get called for a hold.
Yeah,
or is
hold,
it a mask?
Either a hold or a block in the back, I'd probably say. He was really riding the defender the whole way right there.
And the Bears are backing up, so just delete my face mask comment.
We have holding on Clareton. 10-yard penalty. Still 1st down.
Thank you, Mike Burrell. It is great to hear your voice. And thank you to the folks here at Acrisure Stadium for getting us set up for all of these things. We have a great booth to work in. We're actually as close to the action as anybody.
One thing that's a little peculiar to me, Clareton has not tried to air it out yet, but now they're empty, so we might see it on this play.
1st and 20, ball's on the ground, scramble for it, the loose pigskin. Now they're going to rule that a forward pass.
I thought Thompson definitely flipped it.
You know, 20 years ago, that's a fumble. You know, before all of this little flip pass stuff happened, And it is going to be ruled, and looks from the view we had, looks to be correct to be it just an incomplete pass.
That's why you see a lot of teams, though, opt to go that direction because you'll often, you know, see trouble whenever receivers are coming across a formation and getting the ball. So if it's going to be one that hits the turf, it might, or hits the grass, I guess, it might as well end the play right there.
Second and 20, Mike Ruffin to take the direct snap. He'll hand it off, man in the face, and nowhere to run. Jammed up in the backfield was Deion Pompey. A minute to play in the opening quarter. Fort Cherry leading 7-6, and Clareton now facing third down and very long.
Yeah, that was Eli Salvini, who was set up perfectly for the play. He forced the runner back inside, and then Tyler Wolf came in and finished it off.
Actually, Pompey loses a yard on the run.
Have to be careful, even in these long situations with a Bears offense that just has a ton of speed.
Third and 21 from the 34. Pressure coming. Dumped the ball off on a screen. Well defensed and well snuffed out. The completion to Dante Wright, minus yards on a completed pass.
Yeah, Tyler Wolf, once again, just reading the play perfectly, recognizing the setting up of that screen. And I mean, so far, Fort Cherry's defense, aside from the big touchdown run, has just been stellar.
Just a note, I don't know that we've seen Jeffrey Thompson on the field yet today.
Maybe not.
We're at the end of the first quarter. Fort Cherry 7, Clareton 6, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment, and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Our motto at Sunny Days is put our clients and our caregivers first.
For Sunny Days In-Home Care, John Bennett.
We care about people and we want people to have better lives because we're involved with them. We'd love for you to go and check out our website, fill out an application, and we can talk to you more. And we really like to have good people. And the big thing we're looking for is if you're a caring and compassionate person. I mean, that's our top quality.
Sunny Days caregivers make a difference in people's lives. Find out how you can join the team. Log on sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
This is Mark Bear from Bud Bear Mazda. Come in now for the Mazda A Season to Move You event. We have up to $1,250 in bonus conquest cash. That means you get that cash if you own almost any kind of vehicle in your household. And all applicable incentives. So if there's 0%, you get that. If there's $3,000, you get that. Go to budbearmazda.com and get all the details.
Offer good on 2024 and 2025 Mazda CX-30, CX-50s, and select CX-70s and CX-90s.
Punt formation for the Clareton Bears. It is 4th and 25, and the punt hits right at the midfield line and takes a Fort Cherry bounce. The Rangers will have half the field to cover, leading 7-6.
I'll tell you what, if you're a fan of good punting today, you may want to turn this game off because this has been just really, really poor in terms of the punting of the football.
Yeah, the Fort Cherry 24-yard punt, the best of the day. Rangers will take over. Official puts the ball down at the Clareton 49-yard line. So a 19-yard Clareton punt. Two backs with Sig, running play left side up over through the first gap there. And a carry for Salvini, as requested. Going to pick up about five.
Yeah, a little bit of misdirection. Salvini averaging 9.5 yards per carry on the season, as opposed to around five for Huey. The freshman Salvini has just been a great ball carrier for this team.
Second down and five at the 44-yard line. Well, let me check that. Yeah, second and five at the 44. Salvini motions, and a play whistled dead, false start against Fort Cherry.
Got dead ball, false start, red. 5-yard penalty, still second down.
False start will wipe out the Salvini run. A little breezy down there, as you certainly heard from referee Mike Burrell's microphone. Second false start penalty against the Rangers. One thing that you cannot afford to do is give away yards that you've already earned.
Yeah, with how tough it's been for Fort Cherry to pick up those, you know, early down yards through the run game. You're exactly right, Bob. Those are key.
Fort Cherry with 100-plus yards passing in the first quarter. Pass to the near side to Huey. He goes down to a knee, and I think he just didn't catch the ball because he had to go to a knee to try to do so, and it would have been a loss anyway. Get a look there. Yeah, he went down. The ball was underthrown and short pressure on Sig. It's one of the things that the Bears have to improve, because when Sig has had time, he's found open people. So third down and 10 at midfield for Fort Cherry. Matt Sig, 4 of 6 now for 102. Couple of catches for Cornelli, one each for Rogers and Cook.
And I know if I'm number 3 right here, I'm looking for number 14. Get that connection, find big play Cornelli.
Motion to an empty backfield and a flag down here at the line of scrimmage. And it's going to be offside against Clareton, so the Bears give the Rangers those yards right back.
We have dead ball, encroachment against Clareton, 5-yard penalty.
Second penalty against Clareton.
That makes this a much, much more manageable situation for Fort Cherry. Here they could opt to run the ball even and try to set up a short fourth down. Penalties like that really open the playbook.
Third and five at the 44. Huey beside Sig. Two receivers wide to the left. Nate Wolf, the nearer of those two. Tight end set to the right. Sig sets up a middle screen to Cornelli, and that play handled very nicely by Dante Wright. Everywhere Cornelli went, Wright went with him. Completion going to be good for a loss of a yard and fourth down and six.
I like the design there. That was kind of supposed to be really that run play I talked about. That screen kind of serves the same purpose. But right there, Wright just all over it. Screens are tough against the team with this much speed and Clareton, and you may try to get him to overplay, but right there, just Wright was not fooled.
10-10 to play, first half, Fort Cherry 7, Clareton 6, punt formation, third time the Rangers will punt. Sig just gets this one off, and it's going to carry out of bounds. Again, a very, very short punt. I think going to spot the ball at about the 25-yard line, 20-yard punt here. And I don't know that the ball inbounds ever got to the 25, but that's where they will spot it down. Clareton will take over there at its own 25-yard line. So a 20-yard Sig punt. Fort Cherry 7-6. Clock says 9:58 to play first half.
I know from my soccer playing days back when I was a keeper how hard it is to punt in conditions like this. And I think one thing that it probably affects the punter is just knowing you have to hold on to the ball.
Direct snap coming to Wright. He'll run right side, and Wright's got some room. Got tripped up. Boy, if he avoids that sweep at the feet, he's going to get a lot more than that. But down at the 29-yard line, picks up about four.
Yeah, that's a big tackle for Sweeter because, yeah, there is lots of green grass out in front for Wright. A really nice cut, good vision. Sweeter able to make the play and make the clean tackle, as we've seen Fort Cherry do throughout the season.
Trasir Jones in the backfield. Wright will take this snap. Second and six. It'll be a design run up the middle. Wright bounces off contact, ran out of a tackle, gets the first down, stays on his feet, and Matt Sieg finally cleans it up. But the Bears move the chains for the first time on a play that didn't go to the end zone.
Yeah, just as I'm giving credit to the Fort Cherry tackling and the Fort Cherry defense, they miss a few right there, and really just an impressive run for Wright. He's shown he's a tough guy to bring down.
Didn't you do that same thing a couple of weeks back with them?
Against Cornell, absolutely. The whole pregame I was talking about how good of a tackling team Fort Cherry is. They come out and missed a bunch of tackles on the opening two drives.
Pompey to take the direct snap. Now he'll run right side following through the hole with Jones, and Pompey picks up about five.
Yeah, Pompey, just no hesitation right there, just gets up inside and really was quick movement. And Clareton really just trying to shift around guys, get the ball in a bunch of these playmakers' hands.
7-6, Fort Cherry leads. Direct snap coming to Pompey again. Run right up the middle, bounce to his left, and Pompey picks up 4-5. Is going to be spotted down at the 48, so a gain of 4. Third down and a yard coming up. Not a lot of fooling around right now for the Bears. Not a lot of window dressing or anything. Just direct snap, and that guy that catches it follows his lead blocker right through a hole.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing the right thing, too, out of these, you know, formations with the direct snaps. You can't hesitate. You just got to get up inside, and that's what Clareton's done.
Third and one. Pompey has the first down before contact. He's able to push the ball into Fort Cherry territory and move the sticks. Third first down of the game for the Clareton Bears. The ball is going to be spotted inside the 50-yard line. We'll call it the 49, give Pompey 3 yards on that run.
Yeah, Brody Craw not happy that he wasn't able to make the tackle. He won got off the block and just wasn't able to quite reach out the arm enough to get down Pompey.
Now, Thompson in the game, little flip ahead. That pass play will get only a yard, if that, and they are going to give credit of that pass for a yard to Ruffin. He's just scanning the far sideline to see where Jeffrey Thompson, who's put up 30 touchdowns this year, 27 TD passes, and 3 scores of his own.
Well, that was Thompson on the flip.
Right.
Yep.
For just a yard. I was scanning the sideline to try to find him, and then I realized why I couldn't, because he was about to take the snap. Same situation. Ruffin comes in motion, handoff right side with some running room. Inside the 40 and tripped up at the last second was Jones.
Yeah, Sean Robertson made that tackle. If he doesn't make the tackle, that's six. Jones with some great burst. It looked like he was going to house that one.
And they'll spot the ball at the Fort Cherry 35-yard line. It would appear a 13-yard run by Jones. And another Clareton first down. They've moved 40 yards in 7 plays. Twins wide to the near side. Single receiver to the top. And they'll go back to that base play with a lead blocker and the direct snap. Dante Wright gains only a yard. Clareton certainly in this area of the field in 4-down territory. The Rangers will have to defend 4 snaps if they get stops on the first 3.
Clareton still has not had a downfield pass attempt.
Same formation, twins left, single receiver to the right. Wright with Jones in the backfield. And now the slot man moves out. Jones started to go as well, and now they're going to flip this around. 7 on the play clock. Everybody gets set. Wright calls for the snap, and he'll run and ran right back into traffic, and he's going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage. 3rd down and long.
Hirant was in there. Josh Silvera was in the mix inside, as was Brody Craw. Just a quick win up front for multiple Ranger defenders.
And I'm not sure that the Bears were all together on what that play was going to be. Multiple changes there, and neither of those changes looked like they were confident in what change they were making. Third down, and we'll call it 9 at the Fort Cherry 34-yard line. Wright and Wooding go to the top of the formation. And the direct snap bouncing off contact, giving ground, and Mike Ruffin's going to lose yardage.
Huey into the backfield again. We saw him earlier have a big tackle for loss. Right there, he does it again. Gets in another quick win up front, though, by Brody Craw, who's just really taken over at times in this drive, just winning his rush. And it's really forced these rushers to not be able to do what's been successful in getting up inside.
Fourth down and 11 for Clareton. Wooding goes to the top. Two receivers coming to the near sideline. Fourth down. Trouble in the backfield. And smothered, and a big loss on the play. And Fort Cherry's going to take over out near midfield as Jones is dropped for a huge loss. 3:47 to play, first half. Fort Cherry 7, Clareton 6, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsAndLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Gordon & Reese, a law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh. Gordon & Reese represents energy companies providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brant Miller is the national chair of the Energy Group and also provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon & Reese, Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes.
Remember how great the old days felt? Windows rolled down, wind in your hair, date by your side? Ah, that feeling. But are you missing that feeling now when the lights go out? Curtis Pharmacy can help with Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra. Up to 80% less, as low as $1 a pill. Get the rush, save the cash, get to Curtis Pharmacy. All they need is your doctor's name and they do the rest. Curtis Pharmacy, your better way pharmacy.
Fort Cherry takes over at its own 45-yard line, first and 10. Sig on the run up across midfield. Ran into his own man, bounces off a Clareton tackler and carries it all the way to the Clareton 35-yard line. 20 yards on that run for Matt Sig.
Fort Cherry struggled running the ball today, but they're going to keep doing it and they're going to keep having to do it. And I think if the more they can run effectively, it's going to lead to big plays like this. Sig gets up inside, breaks one, breaks two, and was able to make an explosive play.
First and 10 at the 25. Play going straight ahead, not very far. Keeper going to get 2 yards. Booker part of the group making the stop there for Clareton. 7-6 Fort Cherry leads. 3:05 to play first half. Clareton will get the ball to start the second half. The Rangers would like to be up 2 scores when they do so. Single back with the junior quarterback. Play fake. Sig rolls, sets, and throws downfield. Has a man open. It's Cook, and Cook gets interfered with. defender just ran face mask into the chest of Cook, who was trying to adjust back to the ball. Pass interference is a 15-yard penalty in the high school game. And referee Mike Burrell will explain all of that, but that should take the ball to about the 18.
We have pass interference against Clarton. 15-yard penalty, first down.
Third penalty of the game against the Bears. For Cherry's sixth first down, the ball at the 18-yard line.
Yeah, right there, Cook had his man beat. And Wright trying to catch up on a little bit of an underthrown ball, just never got the face turned around and just ran right into him.
Second time, Sieg has underthrown an open receiver. Got the big gain to Rogers earlier, gets the 15 yards here. Sieg on a keeper ahead to about the 15, picks up three. 11 carries for Sieg in the first half, good for 36 yards. Came into the game averaging 8.5 yards a carry. Second and 7 at the 15. Eligibles all looking to the Fort Cherry sideline. Sieg walks up behind his center, Woodkovich, and barks out the change. Running play back to the right. Forward for about 4 is Huey. Yeah, make it 3, make it 4. Yep, we'll go with 4. Looks like going to get nap. Now they're going to back it up to the 12, so 3 yards for Huey. Guys on the wing, David King and Mike Tusi handling the line of scrimmage. And from the replay, I think that the 11 was the right place, but we'll go with the 12. Huey just 9 yards on his 4 first half carries. Third and about 4. Sieg on the keeper. Straight ahead. Got inside the 10, the 9, the 8. First and goal. Not only fast, but able to keep those legs churning and push people. That's what you get from a 185-pound power quarterback.
And Zamir Correll, his helmet came off at the end of the play, so he's going to have to be out for a snap.
First and goal at the 7. Coming here to the scoreboard end zone. Sieg on the quick run. Gets inside the 5 and down at the 4. Picks up 3 on first down.
Inside the 10, it just seems like Sieg's just so dominant and is really efficient and able to get the ball into the end zone. I think if it takes 4 tries, they're going to just go with Sieg all 4 times and try to punch this one in.
Second and goal at the 4. 50 seconds to play in the half. Two blocking backs, set to the left, and Clareton player stepped offside, but the Bears get a timeout call beforehand. 46 seconds to play, first half. Fort Cherry 7, Clareton 6. Back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Chipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student athletes for 4 generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
Tackle a great career as a production associate at Precision Marshall Steel. Score starting wages of $25 to $30 an hour. Earn $35 an hour in just 2 years with rapid progression increases. PM Steel's playbook includes paid training, excellent benefits, 401k, and pension. Don't stand on the sidelines. Precision Marshall Steel. Visit 99 Berry Road or steeljobs.us for more info. Steeljobs.us. Join a winning team.
Upcoming, the 7th play of this possession. All 6 so far have been on the ground. One big chunk gained by Sieg running for 20. And then, of course, the 15-yard pickup on the defensive pass interference. Second and goal for Cherry at the Clareton 4-yard line. Rangers at the line of scrimmage. Sieg trying to run right. Slipped, hit in the backfield, and muscles his way inside the 2. It'll be third and goal at the 1.
Dragged down by Chase Walker.
That's a tough run for Sieg. He got hit pretty early on in the play, but just kept the legs churning and was able to pick up the tough yardage where every single inch counts here in the red zone.
Third and goal at the one. Sig bounces outside and will go untouched into the end zone. His second rushing touchdown of the day in the 31st this year. And the Rangers go up 13-6 with the PAT coming. 19 seconds remain in the second quarter. And a good quick bounce decision there by Sig to take it wide. Nick Massey, extra point attempt. Beat the rush just barely. Now a flag comes in from the back judge as well. The kick was good. Get an explanation here from Mike Burrell, and the Rangers are going to run off. The penalty is going to be against Clareton. The Massey PAT gives Fort Cherry a 14-6 lead with 19 seconds to play back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that drives your business, one that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions. Ones that are built for the unique journey businesses like Coil Trucking are on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
There's great live music in Wheeling. Tonight at 7, don't miss Country Music Hall of Famer and 5-time Grammy winner Marty Stewart and his fabulous superlatives at Capitol Theater. Tonight at Wheeling Island Racetrack and Casino, see The Olivia Show, a tribute to Olivia Newton-John. And Wednesday, November 27th, be at Capitol Theater when the Party Gras Tour 2.0 hits the stage with Bret Michaels and Lou Gramm, the original voice of Foreigner. Get all the details at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
Penalty indication was against Clareton, though referee Mike Burrell pointed that it was against Fort Cherry, and it was a personal foul call, and we think that one of the Clareton players jumped over, hurdling. If you're a running back, you get called for that if that player is on his feet only. That's the only thing touching the ground. And Burrell pointed, he called the personal foul, and he pointed against Fort Cherry, but he said Clareton. And the penalty clearly was against Clareton. So the Rangers are going to kick from the Clareton 45-yard line.
And with the shortened out kickoff field, that really makes it tough on Clareton in a situation where you would want a big return. It makes it very, very difficult.
The Rangers may kick it down the middle, and actually that one didn't hit anybody and goes into the end zone. So the Bears end up committing a foul and end up getting away with no penalty. They'll take the ball over at the 20-yard line. I think that's one that Fort Cherry wants that ball to hit somebody and see if you can't get down and get on it.
Right here, though, with 19 seconds left, Clareton just with one timeout. Have to wonder if they're just going to sit on it. Maybe run a low-percentage safe play that try to maybe get something weird to happen, but I can't imagine that the Bears are going to get too aggressive here.
And they put trips to the right. Direct snap going to go to Mike Ruffin, and now he's going to move Pompey out to quads right. First and 10 from the 20-yard line.
Yep,
and movement on the O-line.
Yeah, Vaughn Pompey didn't even look like he jumped. He just kind of took a false step backwards.
So still 19 seconds to play. The Bears talking to each other in the huddle.
One thing to note, the player taking the snap here is going to be Mike Ruffin. You can see some weird stuff happen when it's not your usual quarterback taking the snap. So you have to be careful.
Motion to quads right. And Ruffin pulls it down, wants to run. Got away from a couple of people. Stiff arm to stay on his feet and finally shoved out of bounds. Going to turn that whole thing into about a 35-yard run for 1 yard, 2 yards.
Yeah, and it looked like they were setting up a quick wide receiver screen, but Fort Cherry was all over it. Cornally, if they throw that ball, Cornally probably picks it off. So a good decision by Ruffin to just bag it and just try to make something out of nothing. At that point, though, as a head coach, you probably just want to see Ruffin just go down and take it to the end of the half.
9 seconds to play, second down and about 13. Running play to the right side. It's Drasir Jones tackled across the 25. And no indication of anybody taking a timeout. And now there's no time left to take. Jones tackle short of the line to gain. And that will bring up the end of the first half. Fort Cherry 14, Clairton 6 after 24 minutes. Back to the booth here at Acrisure Stadium on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional, the Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Chem Oil in Oakdale congratulates the Fort Cherry Rangers for a second straight undefeated regular season and for another great postseason run. Best wishes to the players, coaches and families and fans on this exciting journey through the playoffs. From the entire Chem Oil family in Oakdale to everyone in the Fort Cherry family, have an enjoyable Thanksgiving celebration, a safe and happy holiday season, and a wonderful new year.
Welcome back to Acrisure Stadium. Several conversations going on down around the 10 or 12 yard line. Some Fort Cherry folks, some Clairton Bears folks, and they all look to be having a good time, which is a good thing there. You don't want anything crazy happening at the end. But one of the things that's a downside to playing here, the bands don't get to take the field. So we're sad about that. And I'm trying to see. It might be coaches. Is it bands? I'm not sure exactly who these folks out there. And now somebody's out right at midfield celebrating in a Clairton jersey. I'm sure they're allowed to be there because security would be all over that. All right. Here's a couple of interesting stat notes, Jack. Let's look at this first. Second quarter. Fort Cherry, -1 yard passing. I think the Rangers threw two passes in the second half, or second quarter. Incomplete, -1. That's it. That's all they threw. They ran the ball and drove for a touchdown.
The surprising thing is, it was the opposite in the first quarter where they did try to run the ball, but it wasn't working. And it was the pass game that took them downfield and set them up for what could have been a touchdown on the opening drive and then what was a touchdown on the drive where the Rangers first scored. In the second quarter, the efficiency numbers weren't pretty still, but the Rangers were able to move the chains consistently and finally punch it in and, you know, have a 8-point lead heading into the second half.
Interesting activity happening right now. The field crew here has thrown a rope over one of the crossbars, the one at the scoreboard end, and was pulling on one end of it. My guess is that a straight-on look at that said that that the crossbar wasn't level with the ground, and so they've adjusted that. Kudos to the Steeler organization here. For many years, we played at the then Three Rivers, and for several of those years, the NFL narrow goalposts were used. But the league asked, the Steelers offered multiple times, and for a time the league said, no, we'll just use what you have. And I remember back to the 1990 Washington-Bishop Canavan game that an extra point that would have been good with high school uprights was just wide of the NFL uprights, and Washington lost by a point in that game. And several years later, the league agreed to take the Steelers up on the offer to bring in high school goalposts, and it just makes the whole thing better. It makes it as close to what the players are used to playing on as they can be. We'll recap the first half for you. We are at intermission. Fort Cherry 14, Clairton 6, back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment, and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Fort Cherry took the opening kickoff, and after getting a big 29-yard pass play to Shane Cornally, the Ranger possession stalled out. They punted away bad punt number one of the day, of which it has not been by itself in that category. But bad punt number one, bad break for the Clairton Bears. This very short punt, maybe 6-7 yards punt, came down and hit one of their players. And at that point, the Rangers recovered it and had new life. They moved down to a first and goal at the 4, but on second and goal at the 6, a really bad snap sailed over Matt Siege. Went back, couldn't get to it. The Bears recover. The teams then go 3 plays and a punt each. And neither of those punts were anything outstanding. I have Clairton's punt from the 27 to the 43. That's a 16-yard punt. The Rangers' drive went nowhere. They punted it back. 24-yard punt. Clairton took over to its own 21, and they're overwhelming. 60% of their offense today happened on the next play. And that was the Mike Ruffin, 79-yard scamper to the house for his 15th touchdown of the year. So almost 80 of the 125 yards. What's that? That's even better. That's 67% of their offense happening on that one play. They have 125 at the half and 79 of it on that run. Correll stopped on the two-point conversion run, and Clairton had a 6-0 lead, just under 3 minutes to play in our first half. The Rangers respond. They take over at their own 39, and they've had receivers open all day. Sieg has not had a great day throwing the ball in terms of getting it to the right spot. This particular pass, Evan Rogers had to wait on, and even with that, a 43-yard reception. Ryan Huey ripped off a run for 13 to the 5-yard line. First and goal at the 5, Sieg for 1, and then Sieg from 4 yards out into the end zone to tie the ball game. Nick Massey's 55th successful PAT kick of the year, gave the Rangers a 7-6 lead, and Clareton was trailing in a football game this season. Teams trade punts. How about these numbers? Three and out for both of them. Clareton's punt, 19 yards. Fort Cherry's punt, 20 yards. The difference was the field position from where they happened, so Clareton took over at its own 25-yard line, picked up three first downs, and moved the ball to the Fort Cherry 35, but runs for 1-0 minus 2, and then they went for it on fourth down and 11, and Drasir Jones gave up all kind of ground and was tackled for a loss of 9 back at the 45. Fort Cherry took over there, 3:47 to play in the first half. At its own 45-yard line, Sig for 20, and then on second and 8, again, a receiver got open. It was Braden Cook this time, and he was wide open near side, but the defender in recovering just turned and ran Cook over, face mask right into the chest of Cook, who was waiting on an underthrown ball. Again, if that ball's thrown right, there's no DPI. There's a touchdown if Cook makes the grab, but the interference moved the ball to the 18. Sig for 3, Huey for 3, and Sig converts with a 5-yard run to the 7-yard line. First and goal at the 7. Sig for 3. And Matt Sig caps the drive off with his 31st rushing touchdown of the year and his 50th offensive touchdown. 19 TD passes, now 31 touchdown runs. He also has a punt return touchdown as the superstar junior going to Penn State, or at least committed that way. And the extra point kick by Massey made it an 8-point ball game. Fort Cherry 14, Clareton 6. That was late in the first half. Clareton will get the ball to start the second half when the teams come back out of the locker room. When we come back, we're going to take a rundown through all of the action last night and what's yet to come today here on the WJPA Sports Network and across the state in the PIAA quarterfinal weekend.
For Sunny Days In-Home Care, John Bennett.
We go into individuals' homes and provide non-medical care for mainly senior citizens, but also people with disabilities. We do stuff like bathing, grooming, meal preparation, take people to doctor's appointments. Someone needs a little bit of assistance to help them stay in their home instead of going into a facility, and we like to come in and be the people that do that for them.
Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care for your loved one in the comfort of their home. Find out more, sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. Come in now for the Mazda A Season to Move You event. We have up to $1,250 in bonus conquest cash. That means you get that cash if you own almost any kind of vehicle in your household. And all applicable incentives. So if there's 0%, you get that. If there's $3,000, you get that. Go to budbearmazda.com and get all the details.
Offer good on 2024 and 2025 Mazda CX-30, CX-50s, and select CX-70s and CX-90s.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let me give you some team and individual stat numbers here at intermission. Fort Cherry led on the ground by Matt Seeks. 15 carries, 48 yards, and both Ranger touchdowns. Ryan Huey unofficially have 4 carries for 9 yards. Eli Salvini, 1 carry for 5. The team also lost 14 yards on that bad center pass that ended the Rangers' first possession. Through the air, I have Seek 5 of 7. For 101 yards. Cornelius caught 3 passes for 53. Rogers 1 for 43. Cook 1 for 5. On the other side of the ledger, obviously Mike Ruffin leading the way on the ground game with that 79-yard touchdown run. He has 3 carries for a net of 79 yards and the Bears only score. 21 yards on 5 carries for Dante Wright, 17 yards rushing for Drasir Jones on his 5 rushes, and Dion Pompey has carried the ball 4 times for a net of 11. Jeffrey Thompson, I believe, officially listed as 2 of 3 for -3 yards passing. Wright and Ruffin each with receptions. Wright for -4 and Ruffin for 1 yard. I have Fort Cherry with 7 first downs in the first half, 3 rush, 3 pass, 1 by penalty, and the Bears with 4 first downs. Total offense, Fort Cherry 48 yards on the ground, 45 of that in the second quarter, 101 yards passing, -1 in the second period. Fort Cherry 149 total offense through two quarters. For the Clareton Bears, 128 yards rushing, -3 passing. The Bears just 44 yards, like Fort Cherry, 44 yards in that second quarter, and Clareton with 125 yards total offense. Let's take you across the state, PIAA quarterfinal weekend. It is also obviously 4 WPIL championship games here. Districts 1 and 3 also have some state championship or some district championship games this weekend. We'll work from 1A up through 6A. Just a note, we are at the half here at Acrisure Stadium. First of 2 games on the WJPA Sports Network here. And when we're done, we're going to switch to Altoona with Nate Rigotti. Nicholas Callis calling the Thomas Jefferson Clearfield game. A couple of unbeaten teams matching up in that state quarterfinal. We'll get to that as soon as we're done here. That coverage will start at 12:45 online, and then we'll join them here on WJPA AM. In the 1A bracket, District 4 champion Muncie, a 41-17 winner last night over Delone Catholic. Muncie awaits the winner of today's rescheduled and off-moved matchup between Westinghouse and Bishop Guilfoyle. That's scheduled to start in about 45 minutes. Now at Farrell. That game originally was in Johnstown Friday, then got moved to Highlands Friday, and then got moved to Farrell today. And I joke with Dr. Bob Lombardi of the PIAA, keep moving it, and they'll play it at the Cleveland Municipal Stadium on the lake, the way that game keeps moving west. But District 8 City League champion Westinghouse, District 6 titleist Bishop Guilfoyle, winner will play Muncie. The winner of our game, Fort Cherry and Clareton, next weekend will play District 9 champion Port Allegheny. A 38-20 winner over District 10 titleist Wilmington, led by Aiden Bliss. Nearly 300 rushing yards last night and 3 touchdowns. He has nearly 2,900 yards on the ground this season and 48 scores. In the 2A bracket, one game played last night, District 4 champion Troy, a 42-16 winner over Bedford. Troy awaits the winner of this afternoon's Riverside-Williams Valley game. Riverside out of District 2, which is up in the northeast corner of the state, and Williams Valley up that direction as well. Those play at 1 o'clock today at Berwick. WPIL championship game features Seton LaSalle and South Park, the 1 and 2 seeds. Neither's won a WPIL title in 19 years. South Park winning in 05, Seton LaSalle not since 2004. They'll play here at 2 o'clock this afternoon. That winner will play either Cambria Heights or Central Clarion. Those two teams meet tonight at 7 o'clock at Armstrong in New Kensington. Up to the 3A bracket, all 4 games now on today's docket. There were 2 scheduled for Friday, 2 then for today, but because of the weather, all 4 will be played today. District 2 champion Scranton Prep, District 11 titleist Northwestern Lehigh play at the Berwick tonight. District 3 champion Bermudian Springs, the Bubblers, to take on District 4 champion Danville. That's a 1 o'clock kick at Susquehanna. On the bottom half of the 3A state bracket, District 10 champion Hickory, District 6 titleist Pencambria are underway at Armstrong, and the WPIL championship game here at Acrisure Stadium, 5 o'clock tonight. Number 2 seed Central Valley and number 5 seed Avonworth. Up to 4A, 2 games in the books, 2 on the afternoon docket. Let's deal with those that are final. District 12 champion Bonner Prendergast, a 35-7 winner over District 1 champion Pope John Paul II. And District 3 championship game last night, the 1 seed Lampeter Strasburg over 2 seed Wyomissing, 30-27 in overtime. Lampeter Strasburg awaits the winner of the Thomas Jefferson Clearfield game that is due up at 1 o'clock at Mansion Park in Altoona. TJ with their 11th WPIL championship, set to take on District 9 champion Clearfield Bison. And the Bonner Prendergast squad is awaiting the winner of this afternoon's game at Shamokin, District 6 champion Juniata, or once called by a statewide political candidate, Juanita. Juniata will play District 11 champion Southern Lehigh. Up to the 5A bracket, where only the WPIL championship game, the close of our broadcast day, is unsettled at this point. Top half of the bracket, District 1 championship game. Number 2 seed, Westchester Ruston, a 34-2 winner over the top seed, Springfield Delco. District 12 champion, Roman Catholic, rolled over District 6 titleist, Hollidaysburg, 48-14. Westchester Ruston and Roman Catholic meet in one 5A semifinal next week. The other semifinal, District 3 championship game, goes to the 6 seed, Bishop McDevitt, beating the 8 seed, Exeter Township, 48-14. Bishop McDevitt awaits the winner of the WPIL 5A championship between number 1 Pine Richland and number 3 Peters Township. By the way, we're planning to be on the air about 7:30 tonight. We'll be on WJPA FM and online for that game. And in 6A, 3 games in the books, only one to be played today, and that is the District 3 championship game. Number 2 seed Wilson, number 4 seed Harrisburg, playing at 1 o'clock at Exeter Township. That winner will take on Central Catholic, WPIL titleist, 41-19 winner over District 6 champion State College last night. Top half of the bracket, District 1 championship goes to the number 2 seed Downingtown West, 35-16 victory over 4th seeded North Penn. Downingtown West will play District 12 champion St. Joseph's Prep, a 46-7 winner over District 11 champion Parkland. Now that's a rundown state quarterfinal action. We're at the half here at Acrisure Stadium in the 1A championship game. Fort Cherry 14, Clairton 6. Back to our broadcast booth, the Steelers and Espanol Spanish language broadcast booth here in the very comfortable confines of the press area here at Acrisure Stadium. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Gordon & Reese, a law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh. Gordon & Reese represents energy companies providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brant Miller is the national chair of the Energy Group and also provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon & Reese, Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes, Fort Cherry, from your friends at Gordon & Reese and the entire Miller family.
Remember how great the old days felt? Windows rolled down, wind in your hair, date by your side? Ah, that feeling. But are you missing that feeling now when the lights go out? Curtis Pharmacy can help with Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra. Up to 80% less, as low as a dollar a pill. Get the rush, save the cash, get to Curtis Pharmacy. All they need is your doctor's name and they do the rest. Curtis Pharmacy, your better way pharmacy.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cold Chipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student athletes for 4 generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
Both teams back out on the field now. They'll get their mandatory warm-up period here. You know, in the first half, we ran down the starting lineups offensively. Here in the second half, on each team's first possession, I'll run the opposition's defense. You know, these two high-powered offenses here this afternoon have combined for 274 yards total offense. An average, you know, just about 135 yards apiece. You know, we talked in the pregame, Jack, that Clareton's offense kind of got lost in the whole 10 shutouts, et cetera thing that the Bears defense put up. But I think Fort Cherry's defense gets lost in the attack that is Matt Sigg.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I'm a little weary to compliment it because every time I do, it seems to bite Fort Cherry. But they're a great tackling unit. At times, they've started to miss some tackles in the last few weeks. But overall, this is a defense that they rally to the ball. They all attack the ball carrier, and they play clean defense. And, you know, if you take away the 79-yard touchdown run, Clareton's averaging just 3 yards per carry. I mean, that's a great job by this Fort Cherry defense against the Clareton team that has had a dynamic offense. Now, the Bears haven't tried to push it downfield, so maybe we'll see that in the second half. But so far, the Rangers have really dominated defensively.
What does Fort Cherry have to do to win this game?
I think they just have to keep playing clean. 2 weeks ago, prior to the Cornell game, Tanner Gary in the coach's corner said that he thought that his team was not playing as well as they could, and it was due to a lot of mistakes. Really, today, aside from the bad snap on the opening drive, Fort Cherry's been pretty mistake-free in terms of, you know, mental errors, dropped passes, the things that we've seen them do, that hasn't happened today. The Rangers have played clean, and I think if they can do that, they'll win the game. For Clareton, I think they have to create some chaos and try to, you know, force Fort Cherry to get out of their comfort zone a little bit.
How do you do that, particularly against a veteran squad like Fort Cherry? You know, they've won 27 straight games against WPIL opponents. Defending champions, unbeaten regular season and playoff run until the state finals last year. Unbeaten regular season and into today's game. How do you create chaos in their minds?
It's hard. I mean, even in a first half where the Fort Cherry run game was super inefficient, they were still able to find successes and make the plays when they had to. That's been the theme of this playoff run for the Rangers is, you know, clutch third downs, clutch conversions, and picking up those yards when they need them. That's been the Rangers today. So if Clareton is going to create chaos, they're going to have to create more disadvantageous situations on third and fourth downs that are going to put the Rangers a little bit behind the eight ball.
Clareton's won 14 WPIL championships, but they've won one since most of these kids were 8 years old.
Yeah, the last time they were in one was also, I believe that was 2020 season when they lost to Jeanette. So you'd think that a school like Clareton, who has 14 championships compared to just one for Fort Cherry, they'd have the advantage from the standpoint of championship experience. That's not the case here. This still young Fort Cherry lineup is the one that has the experience in, you know, WPIL and state championship games.
Fort Cherry will kick off to start the second half. Rangers 14, Bears 6. The Bears expecting another short kickoff. Gavin Grace with the ball teed up. We'll see what he has in mind, and it is indeed going to be that short kick rolling toward the far sideline, and it goes out of bounds. Boy, the Rangers just did not get to it. They took a run at it, got it by two Clareton players, but then the kickoff went out of bounds, and so it will be a penalty right to start the second half, and Clareton's going to have great field position. Question is now, if you're Clareton, do you make Fort Cherry kick it again?
I know what I would do. If I were the Bears, I'd just take the ball.
So Fort Cherry guilty of the illegal procedure, kickoff out of bounds. Still awaiting a declaration from Mike Burrell. And and bring the ball out to the 45.
We have delay game, kick out of bounds against Fort Cherry. First down.
I have to tell you, I've never heard that called delay of game. Now the ball at the 44-yard line, so Clareton will start there, first and 10. Direct snap, left side, it's Ruffin trying to get around the bend, and Ruffin going to pick up a couple of yards. Actually, spot keeps moving. Looks like maybe four on the play.
Runs out of bounds. Yeah, along that left hash, that's not a lot of real estate to run left. But Ruffin was able to just eke his way outside and get it going a little bit on first down.
So 4 yards on the play, second down and six. Bears at their own 48-yard line. Snap bobbled, grabbed by Ruffin, trying to come wide, strung out, and taken down shy of the 45. And that play got jammed up the minute he looked away just before the ball got there, and he ended up tipping it up in the air, tracked it down, and all kind of pursued all over the place.
Yeah, those were the two safeties for Fort Cherry, Sig and Sweeter, both get in there, and it was really because of that delay that allowed the two defensive backs to get downhill and make a play on the ball.
And now with that 6-yard loss, check out these numbers. Mike Ruffin, the 5'9 junior, had a 79-yard touchdown run. He has 5 carries for 77 net yards. Everything's been backwards since then. Third down and about 12. Running play, going to pick up a first down and more. Right down the gut. Inside the 30, the 20, and going to the house to tie the ball game. Touchdown, Fort Cherry's Dressier Jones.
Yeah, that's a massive momentum change. You get the Bears to third and long, and Dressier Jones just gets up inside. And it was a well-blocked play, and it allowed him to just take it to the house. No missed tackles there, just Jones made the right read. Great vision, and just outran the defense.
Well, I'm sorry, I said tie the game. The two-point conversion now with the attempt to tie the game. 14-12, Fort Cherry with the lead, defending a two-point play.
Oh, they were not set.
And a running play right up the middle. There is no flag down. And the keeper will tie the ball game. Mike Ruffin with the run-in. Fort Cherry 14, Clareton 14. Kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Tackle a great career as a production associate at Precision Marshall Steel. Score starting wages of $25 to $30 an hour. Earn $35 an hour in just 2 years with rapid progression increases. PM Steel's playbook includes paid training, excellent benefits, 401k, and pension. Don't stand on the sidelines. Precision Marshall Steel. Visit 99 Berry Road or steeljobs.us for more info. Steeljobs.us. Join a winning team.
For 125 years, Washington Financial has been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you. Learn more at washfin.bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Kickoff out of bounds, a couple of nice plays defensively by the Rangers, but a great play by Clareton's Dressier Jones. Great cut, 58-yard touchdown, and then they get away with not being set on the two-point try and run it in to tie the ball game. Now the kickoff will come near side and bound inside the 20, picked up there by Cornally, stiff arm to get up over the 15, and he will get only back to the 20-yard line. I think he thought that kick might go out of bounds, but then when the next bounce cut back into the playing field, Cornally grabs it and gets out to the 20-yard line. Big series, I think, here for the Rangers now after that.
Yeah, you have to traverse 80 yards to the end zone here at the minus 20. So you have to at least move the chains a couple times here.
Quads to the right, single receiver to the left. And so with those quads, single coverage for all four of them there and for the receiver this way. Sieg will run got out of the backfield but couldn't slip by a heel tap and taken down a gain of two.
Yeah, Bob, you just counted it out with the numbers. Single coverage everywhere, and what that tells me, obviously, is there's a stacked box. And Fort Cherry plays right into it with the SIG run up the middle.
Well, yeah, if you have quads one way, a single receiver the other way, and those five guys are all single covered, that's six to take on five blockers, and SIG has to make somebody miss. Roll to the right. SIG's throw is well short. Had pressure coming in his face from Zamir Correll, and now third down and long.
Yeah, SIG had Nate Wolf on that designed rollout, but just a quick trigger from Correll to get around the edge and force a throw that was, I mean, just plain, well short, I would say.
Third down and eight. Fort Cherry at its own 22-yard line. Huey stays home. SIG rolls right, under throw, and wide of the mark, looking for Cornally, and the Rangers give up the long touchdown run, and now three and out.
Yeah, with how punting has been in this game, the Rangers really have to be careful. Clareton's been able to put some pressure on the Rangers' kicks.
SIG to punt, and Fort Cherry goes three and out, and Clareton likely to get great field position. Rugby roll out, punt is away, crosses midfield, but it's taken there with some space. Up inside the Fort Cherry 40, the 30 on the run back by Dante Wright. And Clareton set up to go back in front.
Yeah, the momentum is just completely flipped here after the long touchdown run, a three and out. Now the Bears are in great, great position to take the lead.
34-yard punt return to the Fort Cherry 29-yard line. Exactly 10 minutes to play in the third.
And that's the problem with line drive kicks, is that it doesn't give your punt coverage unit any time to get downfield. And right there, it allowed the returner to zoom past the first wave.
Bears first and 10 at the Fort Cherry 29 in a 14-all tie. Early third, flip play, running a run play to the left with some room. It's Mike Ruffin, and he's going to get about 10 and a first down. They brought the end around and gave him the ball. First down, Bears.
I really like that play design after the big run. You get a little bit of misdirection, sleight of hand.
First and 10 at the Fort Cherry 19-yard line. We did some quick checking. Clareton trailing at the half. They had trailed only after giving up a kickoff return against Steel Valley. Flag comes down. Running play is stopped at about the 15-yard line. The run there by Wright, but that flag coming from the umpire, and that's almost always a holding call.
Yeah, holding, or rarely you'll see a face mask. I'd have to imagine this one's going to be a hold, though.
Yeah, take it back to the out to the 19.
We got holding against Clareton. 10-yard penalty, still first down.
Six penalties, 60 yards against the Bears. Ball back out to the 29, where it's first and 20. Single receiver to the top of the set, and now they motion right back into the backfield. So two running backs there, and there's another flag. And the Bears will back up once again.
Good ball. Clareton, 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
So the false start takes the ball back out to the 34. So the Bears have already picked up a first down on this set. And now they're 5 yards shy of where they started this possession. So first and 25 for Clareton. Now out at the 34-yard line. Rangers need to take advantage of this assistance. Handoff coming this way from Thompson. It's Ruffin, flag down at the line of scrimmage. Ruffin going to the house, but I think this one, the man in motion is going to get flagged for illegal motion.
Absolutely.
There's also a flag down at around the 20-yard line.
Yeah, I think that's going to be on the block. once upfield.
There's a flag at the line of scrimmage, and the man went in motion. He may have been moving toward the line of scrimmage.
I think that's exactly what it was. Bob Ruffin, who ended up with the ball, he kind of came around and kind of circled, and as the ball was snapped, his circling motion was towards the line.
Well, apparently both fouls against the Clareton Bears. We'll get the exact word here. They've moved the chain and or the sticks, and that's
an illegal shift against Clareton. 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
The illegal shift is the only penalty announced, but there was another foul. And they get the ball back out to the 39-yard line. The Bears get set now. Running play left side and taken down after gain of just a yard is Dante Wright trying to run inside the left tackle.
Yeah, Hirant and Tyler Wolf were both in there to make that play. A quick shed by Hirant.
Second down and long. Oh, that run by Dante Wright puts the ball to the Fort Cherry 38, so just a yard. And the Rangers need three more of those kind of plays. Clareton has to get to the Fort Cherry 9, barring an automatic first down type penalty. Just a reminder, coming up on WJPA.com at a couple of minutes, the Thomas Jefferson Clearfield broadcast will start. We'll join that on WJPA in a bit. Little flip play this way, strung out, and loss on this pass play will be
Tyler Wolf. I know they aren't tracking tackles in this one, but I mean, he has been in there many, many times to finish off these plays. Wolf was in there with Josh Silvera as well.
Ruffin taking that pass and losing a yard. I have Clareton, three completed passes for a net of minus four.
It's just not the efficiency you're looking for.
Bears waiting for the play to come from the sideline. It starts that way with about 16 seconds on the play clock. Clareton's going to get to a situation here where they're going to have to either snap it immediately or use a timeout. Bears do get set, and now the right guard moves. They would have been better to use the timeout.
Oh, man. In a Chad Carpenter furious.
We got dead ball. Full start. Clareton. 5-yard penalty. Still third down.
Just remember, on first and 10 at the 19, they ran a play that went to the end zone. Holding. False start. It was on the illegal shift penalty that he went to the house. But now another false start penalty. Nine penalties against the Bears for 75 yards. So the ball back out at the 44-yard line. Going to have to get to the 9, so it's third and 35 for Clareton. Single back set. Forced out of the pocket is Ruffin trying to run to the far side. And now going to pick up a bunch of it and forced out of bounds inside the Fort Cherry 25.
The one thing that's going to do, that's going to allow Clareton to have a reasonable shot at this fourth down.
Ruffin run for 21 on third and 35. So now the ball at the Fort Cherry 23-yard line. Fort Cherry and Clareton tied at 14, almost halfway through this third quarter. The Bears scored quickly on their third play from scrimmage in this half, and now Fort Cherry going to use a timeout. We'll take it as well. 5:58 to play.
First of the half.
Here in the third quarter, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
There's great live music in Wheeling. Tonight at 7, don't miss Country Music Hall of Famer and 5-time Grammy winner Marty Stewart and his fabulous superlatives at Capitol Theater. Tonight at Wheeling Island Racetrack and Casino, see The Olivia Show, a tribute to Olivia Newton-John. And Wednesday, November 27th, be at Capitol Theater when the Party Gras Tour 2.0 hits the stage with Bret Michaels and Lou Graham, the original voice of Foreigner. Get all the details at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Clareton, 4th and 14 at the Fort Cherry 23-yard line. Quarterback draw, and that's going nowhere. Actually going to lose a yard on the play. Ruffin stopped at the line of scrimmage at best as Archie Shattuck there to make the tackle.
Yeah, and I watch how that, well, that's a different play they just showed, but watching how that one developed, It looked like maybe that was a pass play, but I think that he just bailed on it immediately, and right there that went right into Fort Cherry's hand.
And now we're going to get the media timeout. It'll be Fort Cherry ball at its own 23-yard line, 14-all tie midway through the third quarter, back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
It's good to go at TJ's Deli Mart and McDonald. Fill your tank, grab a snack and drink, and go. TJ's Deli Mart has sandwiches and hot foods, too. When you're running around this holiday season, pull into TJ's Deli Mart, get what you need, and go. TJ's Deli Mart on Lincoln Avenue in McDonald, also in Robinson and Oakdale, owned by the Chem Oil Company. TJ's Deli Mart is an independent convenience store chain, open daily until 11 p.m. TJ's Deli Mart says, go Rangers!
Fort Cherry defense stands up against the short field and gets the ball back on downs. First and 10, Rangers from the 23-yard line. Sieg trying to follow Salvini around the right side, and Sieg will be stopped for a one-yard pickup.
Yeah, just nothing there. You had on the near side, one-on-one was Cornally. If Clareton's going to keep matching up one-on-one with Cornally, I think that's a shot that the Rangers are going to have to take at some point.
Second down and 9 from the 24. Fort Cherry has 3 yards total offense in this quarter. Sieg trying to follow Salvini through, steps over the 25 and put down at the 27-yard line, gain of 3. Hit hard by Chase Booker. 14-14 tie, 5 minutes to play third quarter. Rangers face third down and 6 at their own 27. Salvini trying to lead. Sieg will pass to the sideline. Diving attempt for Cornally, looking for a flag, but there is none to be found. And it will bring up fourth down again.
Yeah, I really like the idea from Fort Cherry, but just great coverage and good pressure to force Sieg to throw an inaccurate ball. That was Terrace Wooding in coverage on Cornally.
Matt Sieg, 5 of 10 passing now for 101 yards, all of that in the first half. And the Rangers to punt. Shy of their own 30-yard line. Line drive kick last time. Sieg rolls almost into pressure. Hangs a beautiful kick up this time. Back inside the 40. Grabbed there by Dante Wright. Wright trying to make the first man miss. Keeps giving up ground and ends up going to go down at about the 30-yard line.
Yeah, Dante Wright, he thought he was Dante Hall there making those moves. And it allowed Fort Cherry to make it a great punt and great punt coverage.
A 35-yard punt, and the Bears go backwards on the return, and they're actually going to spot this at the 30-yard line. So minus 8 on the return. Clareton's touchdowns on two long runs. One by Dressier Jones in the second half, one by Mike Ruffin in the first half. Fort Cherry's touchdowns on two short Matt Sieg runs from 1 and 4 yards out. Clareton first and 10 at its own 30-yard line. And we have seen precious little of Jeffrey Thompson at quarterback this afternoon. Bears with a first down. Snap to Ruffin. He'll fake the handoff, keeping himself. Got to the edge, up over the 40 to the 41-yard line, and going to move the sticks.
I was just about to say, I think it would be big if Fort Cherry could get Clareton off the field in their own territory after all the bad punts today. You finally get a good one from Sig. But right there, great start to the drive for the Bears.
Ruffin with an 11-yard run. Two backs with the direct snaps. Three guys straight across in the backfield. Clareton first and 10 from its own 41. Handoff this time in the middle. And the carry goes to Deion Pompey. He stopped. Everybody else stopped. And they're going to let that play then continue. I thought his elbow hit down. We'll get a look at the replay here. He got hit just as he stepped forward for about 4 or 5 yards, and actually a good call, and he stopped, and the officials just said play on. The carry out to midfield, a 9-yard run there for Pompey.
Yeah, the knee actually definitely was down looking at the monitor replay of it.
But there was no whistle?
No whistle, so you play till the whistle.
Second and one, running play coming to the left side, getting off the hit in the hole was Dante Wright, and he's going to move the chains to the Fort Cherry 46.
First down Bears. Another just slugging out of some yards. Good job avoiding Brody Craw at the line of scrimmage, who won the rush, but Wright was able to do a spinorama and get past him.
Clareton first and 10 at the Fort Cherry 46-yard line. Single receiver to the left, twins to the right, single running back now, and it'll be a quarterback keeper. Nice move by Ruffin, got off contact, and he's got room. Nice cut again, 30, 25, and down inside the 20-yard line.
Yeah, this Clareton offense is just, they found what is working. They're getting it to their bulk or to their playmakers. They're switching things up, really, you know, getting out to the edge, running it inside, and most of it's working right now. It really, aside from that last drive where penalties derailed it, Clareton has been really successful offensively in the second half.
Ruffin, 28 yards on that carry to the Fort Cherry 18, first and 10 Bears. Running play left side forward for a couple. It's Dante Wright. Going to get to about the 16.
Looks like Hirant got in there to make the play.
Fort Cherry offense looking for a stop again. The Bears or the Ranger offense has really struggled here in this second half. Second down and 8 at the Fort Cherry 16. The big play Bears looking for another one, trying to reset running back Dressier Jones. Now everybody's set. Play coming to the near side. It's Ruffin strung out and finally pushed to the boundary. Gets just inside the 15-yard line. They're going to put him clear to the 12. Run of 4, so third down and 4 for Clareton.
Yeah, good block by Dante Wright. Allowed that play to succeed. Sig wanted a flag on it for a hold, but really it looked like a clean block, and if he doesn't make that block, Sig probably gets into the backfield and makes a play on the ball carrier.
Ruffin, 11 carries for 141 yards this afternoon. Again, 79 of that on his first carry of the day. And now Clareton will use a timeout. We're down to 124 remaining here in the third quarter. Fort Cherry and Clareton tied at 14 back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment, and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Jeffrey Thompson in the game for Clareton, the quarterback who's thrown for almost 1,900 yards. It's third down and about four for the Bears. Running play left side and inside the five. First down, Clareton. Tackle made it about the four. They got a gap opened up on that left side in the carry for Jones.
Yeah, it looked like as Jones got past the line of scrimmage, he got a little bit tangled up. If he doesn't, that's a touchdown. On the replay, he just lost his footing a little bit. And if he doesn't, he scores on that one. But still, the Bears obviously in a great position to take the lead.
Eighth play of the possession. Now Thompson comes up under center. First and goal from the four. Left side run stop. Dante Wright going to get just a yard.
Good integrity up front. Blake Sweeter gets inside. He was the one really by himself who brought down Wright and blew up that play.
Second and goal with the three. 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. Clareton scored first, 3 minutes to play in the first period. Rangers scored the next two touchdowns. The Bears answer here in the third. Toss left. Ruffin going wide right. Nobody home. Touchdown.
Good blocking on the perimeter right there. It was Sweeter who I think just came a little bit too far inside, and it allowed Ruffin to bounce that one all the way over and get to the pylon.
Drive that takes 4 minutes and change, and now Fort Cherry, I think, going to get flagged for sideline. Man, they got all kind of people outside the team box, actually. And this is going to be the sideline warning, I bet. Yeah. Fort Cherry called for a sideline warning. Clareton up 20-14, and the Bears now will go for two, as they have all day long. Ruffin's second touchdown of the game, and it's been a dominant third quarter for the Clareton Bears. Need 3 yards to get the 2 points. Unbalanced left. Running play left. Ball knocked loose, and the Bears want to cover that, or the Rangers cover that, and indeed they do. Deion Pompey fumbled the ball away. Clareton 20, Fort Cherry 14. Kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
We go into individuals' homes and provide non-medical care for mainly senior citizens, but also people with disabilities.
For Sunny Days In-Home Care, John Bennett.
We do stuff like bathing, grooming, meal preparation, take people to doctor's appointments. Someone needs a little bit of assistance to help them stay in their home instead of going into a facility, and we like to come in and be the people that do that for them.
Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care for your loved one in the comfort of their home. Find out more, sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
Clareton has rushed for about 150 yards in this third quarter and two touchdowns to take the lead. If you're a Fort Cherry fan, if history is any indicator, do not panic. Trailed against Bishop Canavan after three quarters, but came back for a two-touchdown win. But no disrespect to the Crusaders, but this isn't Bishop Canavan you're playing this afternoon. Kickoff will carry on a sliding grab, and Ryan Huey slides up under the ball at about the 16 or 17-yard line.
It's just been funky, really, what's been happening on kick return for Fort Cherry, really from the opening kick of the game where Huey let it bounce and it only went about a yard into the end zone.
Well, the Rangers will take over at their own 17-yard line late here in the third. Fort Cherry does not have a first down in this quarter. And not much in terms of total offense, period. 6 yards in this quarter. From the 17, first and 10. Sieg well protected, lays the ball open, has a man there. Ball is caught by Nick Massey out across midfield. First down, I think. Are they going to call this an interception?
Claire has the ball. They're calling him down.
No, they're going to call him down. They're going to call Massey down.
It and it was down.
Well, that should end the third quarter, but pass play good to the 49-yard line. Massey, again, had to wait for the ball. He makes the catch, and, boy, the Bears have a beef. The ball was taken away, but that's not going to be the case.
Ooh. You know, this will be a really good angle right here, the one they just showed me. I'm not sure if he had possession as he touched the ground. It wasn't completely in the hands of the Bears defender as he touched the ground, but I believe it was in the transition of going to Clareton.
34-yard reception to end the third quarter. Fort Cherry out to Clareton's 49-yard line. Clareton 20, Fort Cherry 14 at the end of three. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. Come in now for the Mazda A Season to Move You event. We have up to $1,250 in bonus conquest cash. That means you get that cash if you own almost any kind of vehicle in your household. And all applicable incentives. So if there's 0%, you get that. If there's $3,000, you get that. Go to budbearmazda.com and get all the details.
Offer good on 2024 and 2025 Mazda CX-30, CX-50s, and select CX-70s and CX-90s.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Gordon & Reese, a law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh. Gordon & Reese represents energy companies providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brant Miller is the national chair of the Energy Group and also provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon & Reese, Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes, Fort Cherry, from your friends at Gordon & Reese and the entire Miller family.
Clareton puts up 147 yards offense and two touchdowns in the third quarter. With that, the Bears have the 20-14 lead as we turn the page to quarter number four. First and 10, Sieg fakes a handoff to Braden Cook and keeps himself but loses a yard. Now one linesman going to give it back to the line of scrimmage, the other one down at the 50, and looks like we're going to go right at the line of scrimmage, the 49, no gain.
Second and 10. Khalil Williams blew that play up, just one. And
what a game he's had.
Yeah, I mean, the big man in the middle, I mean, he just dominated that play, really.
For Cherry in the third quarter, 40 yards, 34 of it on the last play, the pass play. Second down and 10. Sieg takes the snap, rolls right, and will run. Going to go out of bounds at about the 45-yard line. Gains four, third down and 6.
That one looked like Clareton was maybe going to have a shot, but coming through the hole, Deion Pompey fell down, and that's what allowed Sieg to get to the sideline pretty much unencumbered.
Well, third and 6. Ball at the Clareton 45-yard line. Bears just imposing their will in that third quarter. Rangers trying to answer here. Now Clareton's going to use an early timeout. 11:20 to play third quarter. Timeout Clareton. It'll be their second timeout of the second half. We're back in just a minute.
Remember how great the old days felt? Windows rolled down, wind in your hair, date by your side. Ah, that feeling. But are you missing that feeling now when the lights go out? Curtis Pharmacy can help with Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra. Up to 80% less, as low as a dollar a pill. Get the rush, save the cash, get to Curtis Pharmacy. All they need is your doctor's name and they do the rest. Curtis Pharmacy, your better way pharmacy.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cold Chipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student-athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
For Cherry, third down and 6 at the Clareton 45-yard line. Everybody bunched in tight. Sieg starts up into the hole, now floats the ball off and threw it up into traffic, and it's intercepted. The Bears back deep covering Cornally. Were not fooled by the play at all. The interception by Jace Booker.
Yeah, I think that was supposed to be a fake rollout, but for that to be a successful play, the blocking needs to be better. It gets blown up right away, and Sieg, with the pressure in his lap, just lays one up, an easy pick for Booker.
Now Clareton will take over at its own 42-yard line with a 6-point lead. Thomas Jefferson scores early on against Clearfield. TJ up 2.5 minutes in, 7-0. Those of you tuning in on air, we'll get you to Altoona and our crew there as soon as we are done here. Second Fort Cherry turnover of the day. Matt Sieg throws his 5th interception of the year, and now the Bears going to just try to grind this out with a 20-14 lead. Early third quarter. Running play to the right side out of an arm tackle and up across the 45. Jasir Jones picks up about 5, maybe 6. Yeah, the arms around the legs, not going to be enough there to stop Jones.
And now Clareton gets the ball where they probably should have had it after the last play of the third quarter that ended up as a big reception for Fort Cherry that just as easily could have been called an interception for Clareton.
Slot right is Armstrong. Jeffrey Thompson takes the snap, hands it off to Jones, trying to get around the bend. Huey grabs around the waist and tackles him forward and out of bounds.
This one's going to come back, though.
There's a flag in the offensive line of scrimmage area. And the Bears, if this is against Clareton, will be their 10th penalty of the game. NCAA Division II Playoff action underway at Adamson Stadium. East Stroudsburg leading California 7-0. The holding will take the Bears from 2nd and 5 to 2nd and 15. And I'll tell you what, the Bears coach is on the far sideline just working the linesman over.
Yeah, it was a hold that you probably could call that every single play, to be honest, with what was called.
2nd and 15. Running play going up the middle and slipping off a contact and now setting up a block. Nifty run by Deion Pompey. Hit from behind and finally tackled, but not until he gets to the Fort Cherry 45-yard line.
You're exactly right. It was a nifty run, a great move. And, you know, an underrated aspect of this run is that Pompey, he was getting chased down by Cornelli. The ball was secured. Cornelli swatted at it, but Pompey had it well located and well positioned in his arm and hangs on to the ball, and they're going to be able to tick some time off the clock and be able to set up a possible score.
38-yard run for Pompey from 1st and 15, or 2nd and 15, now 1st and 10 at the Fort Cherry 25-yard line. Clareton looking for its 15th WPIL title. Rangers trying to go back-to-back. And play whistled dead. And the snap came, but hear from Mike Burrell real quick. And the Bears are backing up.
We got delay game.
And actually, play clock had gone to zero.
5-yard penalty. Still first time.
To be honest, I didn't seem that did not. I'm pretty good on that. I didn't get a sense that they were close to that, but the delay flag backs the Bears up 90 yards in penalties this afternoon. That is never a good recipe, but they've made it work. Thompson takes the snap, hands it off to Pompey, and he runs into traffic, and he's going to be taken down at the 30-yard line, no gain.
Looked like Huey might have been in the mix there, along with Joey Close. And actually, that wasn't Huey. That was number 9, Josh Silvera.
Silvera, who filled in at quarterback for the Rangers early when Sieg could play but not throw with the broken hand. Clareton, 2nd and 15 at the Fort Cherry 30. Thompson handles a low snap, hands it off, cutback attempt, and right there to clean that up is Blake Sweeter on the run by Jones. And Jones doesn't get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Jones doesn't make a good decision trying to cut that one back. I think if he keeps going outside, it wouldn't have been a great gain, but he probably would have at least gotten back or gained a couple yards, but makes the decision to cut it back in and loses two.
3rd and 17 now for Clareton. Clock winding now to 9.5 minutes. Excuse me, 8.5 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. Clareton leading 20-14. Thompson, a little flip play forward. Catch is made, but the tackle not made yet. Finally, the receiver Jones is taken out of bounds. He got about half of what he needed. So it's 4th down and about 8 or so for the Bears.
That's some nice design. And really, it looked like Jones was going to be able to get off of the tackle from Colton Temple. But good job in getting help there from Archie Shattuck.
10-yard pickup on that play, so it's 4th down and 7. And now Ruffin to take the direct snap. Handles that a little low, trying to run to the left side. Stay with Pompey. Flag comes down. The tackle is made inside the 20-yard line, but that flag came from the umpire.
I think it's going to be a hold, and he's marked short anyway.
Now the running play will likely be, almost certainly is going to be what the Rangers take, and they tackle shy of the 15-yard line, which is what they had to get to. And the ball will go over on downs.
We have holding.
7:30 to play. Fourth quarter. Clareton 20. Fort Cherry 14. Back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Tackle a great career as a production associate at Precision Marshall Steel. Score starting wages of $25 to $30 an hour. Earn $35 an hour in just 2 years with rapid progression increases. PM Steel's playbook includes paid training, excellent benefits, 401k, and pension. Don't stand on the sidelines. Precision Marshall Steel. Visit 99 Berry Road or steeljobs.us for more info. Steeljobs.us. Join a winning team.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
There's great live music in Wheeling. Tonight at 7, don't miss Country Music Hall of Famer and 5-time Grammy winner Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives at Capitol Theater. Tonight at Wheeling Island Racetrack and Casino, see The Olivia Show, a tribute to Olivia Newton-John. And Wednesday, November 27th, be at Capitol Theater when the Party Gras Tour 2.0 hits the stage with Brett Michaels and Lou Graham, the original voice of Foreigner. Get all the details at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional, the Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
It'll be Fort Cherry ball at its own 17-yard line, down by 6. Clareton led 6-0. Fort Cherry scored the next 14 points, took a 14-6 lead into the locker room, but Clareton scored twice in the third quarter, 58-yard run by Dressier Jones and a 3-yard run by Mike Ruffin. One conversion attempt worked, one did not, so that leaves Clareton with a 6-point lead. Fort Cherry has turned the ball over twice today. Clareton has taken 11 penalties. Those two seem to have offset one another. First and 10, Seek takes the snap, and he has nowhere to run on the right side. The Bears are saying, you're not going to beat us with your legs.
Yeah, it's really been impressive. There was the one explosive run for Sig in the second quarter on the Fort Cherry second touchdown drive. Other than that run, really, it's been impressive what Clareton's been able to do, containing Matt Sig, keeping him in front of the defenders.
21 carries, 59 yards, second down and 9. Sig now stands in a clean pocket, dump it off to Cornelli, up over the 25, out to the 29, maybe the 30-yard line, and a flag comes in, and that almost has to be a face mask.
Yeah, with the quickness and how that one was thrown, I didn't see it get grabbed, but that's certainly what it's going to be.
12-yard completion to Cornelli. That'll move the sticks.
Foul. Face mask, Clareton, 15-yard penalty, first down.
First catch since early in the second quarter for Cornelli, his fourth of the day. The face mask will move the ball out to the 45-yard line. So the Rangers pick up 27 yards in a hurry. Sieg trying to give ground, come wide, gets out across the line of scrimmage, forced out of bounds near the 50-yard line. A nice 5-yard pickup on first down. Out of bounds at midfield. You see the team speed for the Bears, able to keep Sieg hemmed in. And you know, I just think back to the PIAA basketball playoffs when Sieg was able to run past several Aliquippa players who look to be surprised by that speed, but the Bears are not surprised here whatsoever. Second and 5 at midfield, and the play will be blown dead by a false start on the Rangers. Just a fourth penalty, including a kickoff out of bounds.
Dead ball, legal procedure. Fort Cherry, 5-yard penalty, still second
down. Take the ball back to the 45-yard line. And again, we talked about this earlier. Rangers are not in a situation they can afford to give up yardage that they had gained.
I'd just like to say this about what you said about Clareton not being surprised. At this point, if you're surprised by the speed of Matt Sieg, you clearly just have not been paying attention.
Second down and 10. Sieg to pass. Float it out to the left side, coming back to make the grab. No, unable to get the hands underneath it. Evan Rogers ruled incomplete. That pass took a long time to get there. No zip on that one from Sieg to Rogers. Rogers went to the 50 and set. Backpedaling was Sieg in the throw. And unless it went through his hands, Rogers made the catch.
I thought he caught that ball.
Yep. Going to be ruled incomplete.
Yeah, that's a throw, though, as a quarterback. You need to step into it. And I think Sieg felt the pressure that really wasn't there and threw it off his back foot.
Third and 10. Sieg rolls left, trying to set up to where he can run or throw. He'll run. Step out of bounds at the 50. So it's 4th and 5. Now make it 4th and 4. He's out of bounds at the 49-yard line. And the Rangers obviously in a situation now, I think, where they don't have a decision to make here. You're going to have to go for it here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fourth and 4 at the Clareton 49. The 27-game winning streak against WPIL opponents may be on the line right here. Single receiver was well wide this side. Now Braden Cook moves back toward the formation. He's standing right on the Steeler logo. Fourth down, Sieg on a little flip play. Cornelli dumped the ball off to Huey. First down and more, 40, 35. Slipped the tackle and gets down to about the 29-yard line.
Just an excellent call by Tanner Gary right there. You know you're going to have to dig into your bag of tricks a little bit in a fourth down situation like that. Great play design, and who else to make that throw but Shane Cornelli? He does everything for this team that he can, and right there comes up big off the fake and delivers a clean ball to Huey.
Cornelli's first pass of the year. Completion good for 20 yards to the 29. Running play jammed up at the point of attack, and Sieg bounces it one space further and runs for 5. Ball to the 24-yard line.
A good vision on that carry to pick up what was there for Sieg.
Clock turns down to 5.5 minutes to play in the ball game. 8th play of the possession upcoming. 2nd down and 5, and Clareton is going to use a timeout, the Bears' final timeout. 5:22 to play, 4th quarter. Clareton 20, Fort Cherry 14, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Fort Cherry, 2nd down and 5 at the Clareton 24-yard line. Sieg cuts back to his left, but it's going to be stopped after a gain of 2.
Yeah, just nothing there right for Sieg.
Third and 4.
Gain of a couple there to the, well, let's put it at the 23, make it a gain of 1. 3rd down and 4. Love how when people want to come talk to you while you're trying to work. Sieg pulls it back out, gets inside the 20, lunges forward inside the 19 and moves the sticks.
A good job getting up inside, and that last little effort for Sieg was able to move the chains and avoid what would be obviously a high-stress fourth down situation.
Fort Cherry now with a dozen first downs in the game.
One thing to note, obviously I'm of the mindset you score when you can, but in an end-of-game situation, if Fort Cherry can run a couple more plays, they can, if they could score, they could give the ball back to Clareton with not much time left.
Sieg finds an opening, gets inside the 15, and he's down to about the 12-yard line, 6 yards on first down.
And the clock keeps ticking, now down below 4 minutes. Sieg took a little bit of a lick there at the end, a hard hit, but Superman will surely be all right for the Rangers.
27 carries for 87 yards for the Fort. Looking for a touchdown that would tie it and set the stage for the PAT. 10 on the play clock. Sieg calls for the snap, drops and rolls right. Will keep it, tuck it on the hip, just get what he can. Pushed out of bounds near the line of scrimmage, so gain of a yard to the 11.
I wouldn't be surprised, maybe not on third down, but if this gets to a fourth down situation, I think you're going to see Fort Cherry get a little bit tricky again. It's going to take some creative play calling here down near the end zone.
3:22 to play in the fourth. Clock stop with the out-of-bounds play. Fort Cherry, third down and three at the Clareton 11-yard line. Sieg hands it to Huey. He fumbles it and dives on the ball. Just dropped the football. Loses two. Back to the 13-yard line. So now it's fourth and five.
Yep. Sieg put it into the upper part of the chest of Huey. Huey had his hands too low after what was a little bit of a misdirection play where Huey fakes that he was going to run right. And ball squirts out. No chance of having any positive play. Fortunate to get the ball back there, honestly.
Thomas Jefferson leads Clearfield 14-0. End of one quarter. We'll go there when we're done here. Fourth down and five. Sieg fakes the flip. Now he throws the ball. Pass near side, touchdown, Ryan Huey wide open.
What a play for Matt Sieg, unbelievable. It looked like that play was doomed. They run a little bit of a counter off of the fake they ran earlier on the Cornelli off of the reverse. Right there, Sieg under some pressure, has to turn, fire, finds Huey wide open for the touchdown.
20, a touchdown pass of the year for Matt Sieg, and now Nick Massey for the third time today to attempt a PAT to give the Rangers the lead. Good snap, good hold. The kick by Massey is good. 2:34 to play in the fourth. Fort Cherry 21, Clareton 20. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Chem Oil in Oakdale congratulates the Fort Cherry Rangers for a second straight undefeated regular season and for another great postseason run. Best wishes to the players, coaches and families and fans on this exciting journey through the playoffs. From the entire Chem Oil family in Oakdale to everyone in the Fort Cherry family, have an enjoyable Thanksgiving celebration, a safe and happy holiday season, and a wonderful new year.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
An 83-yard Fort Cherry drive. The Rangers overcome a false start penalty early. They get help early with a face mask penalty. 13 plays, and take all but 6 seconds shy of 5 minutes off the clock. 5:56 actually off that 4:56 off the clock. I'll stop trying to do clock math on the fly here. And now the Rangers will kick off. Gavin Grace kick hits inside, and it's going to go out of bounds again. This time at about the 22-yard line. So Clareton's going to get great field position off Fort Cherry's second kickoff out of bounds this half.
Yeah, you kick that one short. It needs to find a body and not go out. It just, the goal of that play is to limit a return.
Oh, and here's the other thing. Clareton does not have a timeout now. 2:34 remaining in the fourth quarter. Clareton ball. Where are they going to put the
football? We have delay game against Fort Cherry, kick out of bounds.
The kickoff out of bounds.
5-yard penalty and re-kick.
Clareton's going to make them re-kick.
Yeah, and with how Clareton's return game has been, why not? I mean, they've shown that they have some playmakers. Many different guys can do some special things with the ball in their hands, so you might as well.
Yeah, the only thing, they have only had really one returnable situation today. That was the line drive sig punt that Wright returned, the 34-yard punt, 27 yards.
One thing to keep an eye on, though, Bob, look how far up those back returners are. They're all the way up at the 30-yard line.
If you're Gavin Grace and you can kick it past them, then get down and cover it. Grace on the run-up. And this time he will kick it deep, and he's going to kick it out of bounds again. Well, the Rangers now are hurting themselves with these penalties.
The special teams today just have not been very special.
California takes a 10-7 lead on East Stroudsburg, and now this kickoff is going to come from the 30-yard line.
5-yard penalty, and they're re-kicking.
Six penalties on the Rangers. Get this, three of them in the second half on kickoffs out of bounds.
And it's strange that Grace has been the one kicking today, as Cornell usually handles kickoff duty.
Yeah, we had not seen Grace kicking.
So now from the
30, and Clareton just getting 5 yards at a time on these, and not taking any time off the clock. Again, they do not have a timeout. The Bears will get the ball sometime after this kickoff.
Oh, it's Massey.
And now it's going to be Nick Massey to kick it. And Massey will kick it deep. Tried to get it between the two. It's fielded at the 20. On the run back, it's Dressier Jones. Jones across the 30 to the 35, the 36. And the Rangers with that deep kick make it pay off.
Yeah, that's big time for Massey to just get that one deep. Great job in kick coverage. That's a big play for Fort Cherry. I know it was just a simple kickoff, but that could have gone much, much worse for the Rangers given the circumstances.
2:27 left in regulation. Fort Cherry 21, Clareton 20. The Bears at their own 36-yard line. Quarterback Jeffrey Thompson to take the snap. He will hand it off to Pompey, and Pompey is tackled for a loss of a yard at the 35.
Nate Hirant gets in the backfield, makes the play. Also in there was Joey Close. Hirant does just so much for this team, and he's played an excellent game so far today, making plays, getting into the backfield.
Approaching 2 minutes remaining. Roll out to the right by Mike Ruffin, trying to get with his blockers. He's going to pick up about four out to the 39. Obviously, Clareton in four-down situation given the clock.
Yeah, there's clearly no decision. If Clareton can't score, you're at the point where Fort Cherry gets the ball back, they can kneel it out.
Third and seven. 90 seconds to play in the game. Clareton at its own 39-yard line. Thompson has trips to the right side. Fake the flip, hand the ball off, and the tackle made after a gain of about five. Dressier Jones stops shy of the line to gain. clock approaching 1:10. Ball at the 44. Jones run for five.
And Clareton's quickly running out of time here. I get that the clock will stop on a first down, but have to hurry up.
Third down and about, or fourth down and about two. Thompson in trouble and sacked.
Big time play on defense.
Eli Salvini.
He's been buggered up with an injury. Typically, obviously, a big part of the Fort Cherry run game.
There is a flag down, and that was not there earlier.
I think it's going to be a dead ball foul.
Could be a celebration against the Rangers, perhaps. We'll hear from referee Michael Burrell.
Yep, unsportsmanlike on Fort Cherry after the play's over. 15 yards from the spot. First down, Fort Cherry.
So sack, unsportsmanlike conduct, and the Rangers can kneel it down. You just have to get the ball to the quarterback and kneel it down. The Rangers get up off the deck. They get the late touchdown and kick three successful PAT kicks. And then Eli Salvini with a sack.
You have to give the credit here in this second half to head coach Tanner Gary. The two big fourth down conversions where I said ahead of the game and at the beginning of the game that this Fort Cherry team in the playoffs, a big part of the story has been third and fourth down success. And the touchdown drive really was because of two big fourth down plays, including the fourth down touchdown from Sig to Huey.
Sig takes the snap. Kudos to the Bears. They recognize what is and do not even cross into the neutral zone. Certainly disappointment. Clareton had given up 21 points all year. The Rangers score 21 on them today and make it be enough as the Rangers kneel it down one more time. And Clareton is 5 yards off the ball and the Fort Cherry Rangers celebration kicks off. Fort Cherry 21, Clareton 20. We'll recap it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment, and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Our motto at Sunny Days is put our clients and our caregivers first.
For Sunny Days In-Home Care, John Bennett.
We care about people and we want people to have better lives because we're involved with them. We'd love for you to go and check out our website, fill out an application, and we can talk to you more. And we really like to have good people. And the big thing we're looking for is if you're a caring and compassionate person. I mean, that's our top quality.
Sunny Days caregivers make a difference in people's lives. Find out how you can join the team. Log on sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
Fort Cherry Rangers with a back-to-back WPIL championship run, their 28th consecutive victory against the WPIL opponent. It's on to the PIAA playoffs next week for Fort Cherry to take on Port Allegheny. But boy, what a great ball game here! This wasn't pretty in any fashion, but just a stand there and duke it out type ball game this afternoon. And the Rangers get the win.
Those are two excellent football teams. Both made mistakes. Both certainly made their share of mistakes. The great Clareton defense. They made life hard for Fort Cherry all game. But just a clutch team. And I said it before, I'll say it again. You have to give credit to Tanner Gary. He called an excellent game today. And really, at the end of it, a one-point difference, that's how it felt today in this game, was that this game could have gone either direction.
Fort Cherry turned the ball over twice. First half fumble in deep. A second half interception in the midfield area, but the Rangers defense able to get off the field both times after those turnovers. Clareton guilty of a dozen penalties here this afternoon and thwarted themselves on a couple of situations when maybe they could have put the ball game away. Scoring recap, check of the numbers, and then our player of the game presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
This is Mark Bear from Bud Bear Mazda. Come in now for the Mazda A Season to Move You event. We have up to $1,250 in bonus conquest cash. That means you get that cash if you own almost any kind of vehicle in your household. And all applicable incentives. So if there's 0%, you get that. If there's $3,000, you get that. Go to budbearmazda.com and get all the details.
Offer good on 2024 and 2025 Mazda CX-30, CX-50s, and select CX-70s and CX-90s.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Acrisure Stadium. Check some team and individual numbers. Fort Cherry held to just 86 yards rushing this afternoon. The rest of the team, not named Matt Sieg, at minus two. Sieg with 88 yards. Get this, 28 carries, two first-half touchdowns. Sieg also threw for 160 yards on the afternoon and the tying touchdown to Ryan Huey late, and that touchdown pass on fourth down and five, and under heavy duress, they ran a play that looked like they were going to do that end around, maybe option pass to Cornelli once again, and there was some penetration, and Sieg stopped, and he just had to turn and heave the ball as hands were getting on him, but Ryan Huey wide open, and he took it to the end zone for the touchdown. Fort Cherry, 266 yards total offense this afternoon. I have the Clareton Bears running for 327 yards, but just 6 yards through the air. They came in with almost 1,900 yards passing and only threw five passes, and four of those were little flip passes right in front.
You have to wonder if there was an injury or something to the arm of Jeff Thompson, because even those passes, none of them were actual downfield pass attempts.
Time to name our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
88 yards rushing on 28 carries, 8 of 15 passing for 160 yards, and the game-tying touchdown setting the stage for Nick Massey to move to 57 successful PATs in 61 attempts and provide the winning point. Our player of the game, junior quarterback Matt Sieg. I don't know how you go anywhere else. We've pored over these numbers, and he's our player of the game.
Yeah, not the gaudiest stat line for Sieg in a very, from a rushing perspective, inefficient day. But as Matt Sieg and this tough Fort Cherry team does, they did enough to win. And he made the big play at the end. And Ryan Huey made a couple of big plays. Shane Cornelli made a lot of big plays throughout the game. Nate Hirant, as well as Brody Craw throughout the game. So there's a bunch of guys you have to highlight, but at the end of the day, Matt Sieg's your player of the game.
Here's your scoring recap. Fort Cherry turned the ball over deep on after their opening possession after getting an extension to that possession with a punt muff by the Bears. But Clareton on its second possession, one play touchdown, a 79-yard scoring run to the house. The extra point run failed, though, as Zamir Correll was stopped well short. Clareton led 6-0, 2:58 to play in the first. Rangers answer quickly. 61-yard drive, four plays, a couple of big plays. Signo Rogers for 43. Huey with a 13-yard run, his biggest run of the day. And then Sig finishes off from there, a four-yard touchdown run. Nick Massey's extra point kick good. Fort Cherry took a 7-6 lead, 1:46 to go in the first. Teams exchange punts. The Bears move to the Fort Cherry 35-yard line, but the drive stalls out. Rangers take over at their own 45. They go 55 yards in eight plays. Sig scores from a yard out for the touchdown. Massey's extra point gave Fort Cherry a 14-6 lead with just 19 seconds to play in the half. They would take that to the locker room. Nearly all Clareton in the third. Fort Cherry ended up in the third quarter with 40 total yards, 34 of it on the final play of the half. Clareton rolled up almost 150 yards in the quarter and scored twice. 58-yard TD run for Jasir Jones early in the quarter. The conversion run by Mike Ruffin tied the ball game at 14 after the teams traded possessions. Clareton took over at its own 30-yard line, a nine-play scoring drive, 70 yards, capped off by Ruffin's 3-yard run, his second rushing touchdown of the day. The conversion attempt, though, was fumbled. Dion Pompey fumbled the ball into the end zone, and Fort Cherry recovered there. Rangers turned it over on an interception on their next possession, but the defense held, got the ball back at its own 17-yard line with 7.5 minutes remaining. Fort Cherry proceeds on an 83-yard, 13-play drive. Two fourth down conversions on the possession, including the final play. Sieg under duress, 13-yard pass play to a wide open Ryan Huey. 13-yard score ties the game with 2:34 to play in the fourth, and the Nick Massey PAT kick ends the scoring, and Fort Cherry gets the 21-20 win here this afternoon. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Bud Bear Mazda on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care in the comfort of home, sunnydaysinhomecare.com. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. By the Day Insurance Agency, celebrating 50 years of service on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. By Chem Oil in Oakdale and TJ's Deli Mart and McDonald. From the Chem family to your family, enjoy the ride safely. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. And by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Our coverage of the WPIL 1A Championship game also brought to you by the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Precision Marshall Steel, join a winning team. Log on steeljobs.us. By Kramer's Greenhouse, Cold Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, born in Fort Cherry and brewing in Burgettstown. By Curtis Pharmacy in Washington, Claysville, Connellsville, Carmichael's, and online at curtispharmacy.com. By the law firm of Gordon and Reese, continued best wishes to Fort Cherry from Gordon and Reese and the entire Miller family. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Coming up in just a moment, we'll join our Green Sports colleagues in Altoona calling Thomas Jefferson and Clearfield in the 4A state quarterfinals. Last word we had was Thomas Jefferson to a 14-0 lead at the end of the quarter. Coming up shortly, we'll bring you the WPIL 5A title game. Defending champion Peters Township and number one seed Pine Richland here will be on WJPA FM tonight and online, starting with our pregame coverage about 7:30. Tomorrow it's an NFL triple header starting at 12:30. Vikings and Bears, Arizona and Seattle, then the Eagles and Rams on Sunday night. Monday Night Football features the Ravens and Chargers on WJPA. Next weekend, our high school coverage continues for Cherry moves on to the state quarterfinals, where the Rangers will take on District 9 champion Port Allegheny somewhere in the western part of the state. Our thanks to head coaches Wayne Wade and Tanner Gary, to Vince Sortino, Ethan Woy, and the rest of the WPIL executive staff, and to the entire crew here at Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh. From our partner Jack Sacco, to Bruce Sokolik, and to Mark Edwards producing in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. Your final score in the WPIL Class 1A Football Championship, going back-to-back, the Fort Cherry Rangers 21, Clare 20. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network. We'll switch to Altoona and the PIAA 4A quarterfinals in just a moment.